Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
You should know this. It's 8 o'clock, and you know what that means. I'm reloaded! Let's get it! K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show! 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Gonna be doing what I love to do tonight. What I love to do tonight, you know what I mean? What I love to do is listen to music. Alright? I love to create music. I love to listen to music. You feel me? So tonight, of course, we have our third installment of my new segment of K100 Internet Radio that I like to call Ill or Kill. And what this is basically, this is the music review section. This is where I show the most love I possibly can to my fellow artists out there in the music industry. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that my phone lines will fill up with some of you consumers. I like when the artists call in for Ill or Kill. I really do. I like when the artists call in. But I also want the consumers, the people who listen to music, to call in. And what Ill or Kill is, basically, you're going to listen to the music that I play tonight on the show, and you're going to tell me if is it ill, you like it, or should it be killed? Is it whack or not? I've got like 10 songs that I'm going to be running back, and which doesn't seem like a lot of songs to play in 2 hours, but thing about it is when you stop and pause and listen to feedback and chat with the artist. I got an artist going to be calling in on the line tonight. You feel me? Hopefully some of these other artists can call in too. If they know what's good for them, if they want to hurry up and get their shit played and jump in front of the line, they'll hit me up. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I really appreciate everybody that's on the phone lines now. Make sure that you hit the number one, though. Tonight, I know a lot of people like to, like, listen to me when I'm just talking, when I'm ranting and raving for K100. But if there's any other show that I want you guys that's on the phone lines to actually freaking press the number one and actually just not sit there and talk, it's this one. Because this one is all about the callers. At the end, it's about the callers and it's about the artists. You feel me? It's about the callers and it's about the artists. So I want the callers, because I know my show is 80% talk and like 20% music. Actually, no, it's like 75-25. You know what I'm saying? I am a mostly talk radio show, but as many of you should know by now, but some of you new callers might not know, or some of you new listeners on the podcast might not know, I'm an artist myself, all right? I started my whole career in entertainment, you feel me? Being on the music side of it, you know what I mean? I started out as an artist, then I progressed and added another skill, which I became a producer. After that, I went to school, learned a little bit about mixing music, recording music, and video editing. So, I do a little bit of that. Well, I do a lot of recording, editing, and a little bit of video editing and stuff. And so, I progressed up to K100 Radio. And honestly, to be honest with you, the only reason why I started doing K100 Radio is because I got sick of not having a platform for my voice to be heard outside of just music. And I had things that I wanted to say in my music that I just could never get across because you could never say those things because you can't really put them in rhyme form and make them sound good in the club, so therefore it wouldn't get heard. So therefore I started K100 Internet Radio to A, be able to voice my opinion and my thoughts about worldviews, anything else that we talk about on the show, but also to be able to play my own goddamn music or whatever music I want to play. You feel me? That's the plus side of K100. You know what I mean? I created K100 as a platform to have frank and open discussion between people. All right? That's the first and foremost thing. So we can talk about whatever it is we want to talk about, whether it be politics or pussy. It doesn't even matter. Doesn't matter. Whatever we're talking about, this is the realest show on the planet. All right? Period, point blank. Political correctness is a no at K100 Radio. I don't like it. I don't want to be privy to it, a part of it, or nothing. All right? With that being said, we're also an indie music station. We do play music. I played tons of music. I played tons of music on this show. You just have to go back and listen to them. And Ill or Kill, even though I just started doing the Ill or Kills, this is only the third installment of that. And this is the only thing that's changed now with Ill or Kill is that I actually ask people, I let people know up front, look, we're going to let the people call into the show and grade your shit. That's it. It's been that way since day one. Because even before I even gave it a name, called it Ill or Kill, you feel me? I would let artists call in, and then I would open up the phone lines and ask people, what do you think about that record? What do you think about that joint? Way before then. So it's not like I just started doing this, and this is like something I'm trying to pop off later in my career, in the life of K100. I've been playing indie music and asking people what you think about that, whether it be my music or whether it be another artist's music that I noticed in my camp or just another artist that just wants his music heard. I've always, from day one, played somebody's music and said, what do you think about that? Now the only difference is I gave it a name. And that's what we're talking about today. Episode 216, Ill or Kill. All right? That's what we're talking about today on the show, all right? Oh, my bad, kill myself. Episode 217, not 216, 217. Episode 217. I'm slipping my damn self. This is episode 217. Yes. Thank you. All right. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. And we got a nice little lineup for you, everybody. All right. If you can, this is what I suggest that you do so you can get the full feel of the music tonight. If you can, call into the show and be on the phone lines. Keep your phone on mute if you can. Well, I'll keep you on mute. It doesn't matter. But also, if you can get to your laptop, your hard top, or whatever, your desktop, and get some earphones, you know what I mean, so you can really hear the music as good as possible. I know the music doesn't always sound as good on the phones. So if you actually have access to a computer on these particular shows where I'm doing, like, almost all music, I'd like for you guys to get to your laptops and your desktops, throw your headphones on. Make sure you call in, and then when I get ready to talk to the people, just pick up your phone line, all right? Make sure you hit the number one on your phone line, on your keypad, please, ladies and gentlemen, please. Make sure you hit the number one on your keypad so I know that you want me to actually come to your phone lines, all right? Make sure you joggle it, all right? So far, I got a couple of 404s, 850s, 856, 361s, 269s on the line, all right? We just starting. Everybody knows. Everybody's like, everybody always says, yo, man, yo, Blizzard, play me, like, after 9. Like, play me after 9. Because they know everybody calls my show, like, in the second hour. You know what I'm saying? My call number's pretty much double after 9 o'clock. And that's because I'm on Eastern time, so it's like 7 o'clock at night in Central time. People are still at work in the Pacific area. It's like 5 o'clock. They in rush hour traffic right now, so they can't, you know, listen to it a lot of times. So they all listen to it through the podcast, you know what I mean? Most of my California West Coast listeners, they listen to my show via the podcast because they are probably still at work or in traffic or getting the kids home from school or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of them don't be on the phone lines live during my actual live hours. I want to change that, but I've been in this time slot for so long. But I'm thinking about changing it. I'm thinking about actually moving my show back to like 10 to 12 midnight. Maybe. I got to get some feedback from the people on that, though. Got to get some feedback from the people on that. 10 to 12, you know what I'm saying? Really late night. Just so people can call in more live. Because I'm quadrupling the number of people who actually listen to the podcast than actually call into the show live. But be that as it may, I'm really glad that you guys are calling into the show. I'm really glad that you guys are going to be supporting these indie artists tonight. It's really tough being an indie artist, man. Because it's like you're not respected as an indie artist. Straight up, man. You know what I mean? There's only a select few people that you're going to encounter in your life as an indie artist that's going to give you respect. And just a handful of them that you're going to encounter. You feel me? It's not going to be a lot. You're going to get people who try and screw you over. You're going to get your own family members who tell you what you're doing is a fucking dream. Quit and get a real job. That might include your baby mama or your girlfriend. Even your mama. You know what I mean? People that you love actually will not put a lot of credence into what you are passionate about when you do indie music. Especially if you're an indie rap artist. We're like the low people on the totem pole. You know what I mean? That people are just, they just don't want to give us the respect. Now, some of us don't. Some of you don't deserve respect. Now, let's be frank. Let's be Ben Frank with this shit. Some of you artists don't deserve to be respected and held to a high regard because your grind ain't reflecting that. Your grind isn't reflecting that you should be held to such esteem. You're just not. It is what it is, man. Some of you suck. Some of you don't grind. Some of you only want to be rappers to get pussy. Get a little hood fame. And you're really not that talented. So stop. Now that's the ugly truth. That's the ugly shit that nobody wants to say to artists. Blitz, who are you to say a motherfucker's whack? It's my opinion. He's whack. But it's not so much about your music being garbage. It's about your grind. You feel me? It's about the fact that you're not serious. And you make other serious artists. The independent music circuit is flooded with artists who are not professional. That's the worst part about being an artist. Once you get to a certain level, you expect it to be professional because everybody that's making $1 million is professional. They're professionals. This is what the fuck they do. Even though they act the ass sometimes and jump on stage and tell motherfuckers somebody else is the greatest ever. What up, Kanye? I'm not condoning that behavior. But what I'm saying is this. When you're an independent artist, a lot of the times, you get no freaking respect. And it's because other whack-ass artists who are claiming to be artists, who are really not artists, they just doing some shit. I'm just rapping around. I'm just fucking around with this shit, man. I don't really give a fuck. I'm really about that money, y'all. I'm really about that. Well, niggas, stop rapping and sell dope. Stop rapping and sell dope. Go to work. Fuck bitches. Sell weed. Do whatever. Stop saying you. Stop. Just don't even go to the booth. Stay the fuck out my lane. I've told you fucking whack-ass motherfucking niggas, halfway dope boys / rappers, 1,000 times, stay the fuck out my lane. I gave up selling dope. I stopped selling dope because I wanted to be serious about my career, and I realized I could not record from a prison cell. Now, this is not a knock to artists who are really serious, who have no choice but to sell dope because they have to survive on these streets. I'm talking about these halfway motherfuckers who just doing this shit just to be doing it. Just because they ain't got nothing else to do with their motherfucking money. Just because they feel like they realer than these other fake-ass rap niggas, blah, blah, blah. These other motherfucking niggas ain't real. These motherfuckers are not here in the streets, whatever. What, nigga? Okay. Well, what you do is go buy the quote-unquote real artists that are representing for the D-Boy game. But stay your fucking ass off the goddamn mic. And I'm going to keep telling you, niggas. Of course, I said this before. Damn, nigga had to fucking murk a motherfucker because they took offense to it. As if I give a fuck. Which I don't, by the way. So if you listen to the sound of my voice, you never heard my motherfucking show. It's your first time tuning into K100 Internet Radio. Understand who you're dealing with here. You're dealing with a serious artist who takes his career very serious. And who shows love to other artists who I feel like take their careers serious. But I feel like you're just bullshitting with it. I'm going to call you on it. I'm going to call you on it. All right? Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. We're going to go ahead and start playing some music because I got a couple people on the phone lines already. And we'll see what they think about it. Hopefully these artists will call in and support their own shit. I mean, just blasting out the fucking shit on Facebook and shit, that's cool. That's all I require of you. But it would seem like you would want to get on the motherfucking goddamn phone. You know what I mean? It would seem like you would want to get on the motherfucking phone. You know what I mean? And call in and support yourself. Get your other people to call in. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I play your shit and the motherfucking callers on the phone line say your shit's whack, I don't got no love for you. Because you could have had all your motherfucking homeboys or your bitches you fucking if somebody call in and goddamn save you. So if it's six motherfuckers on the phone line and all six of them be like, you trash. And then you like, oh man, these motherfuckers ain't full of shit. They don't know shit. Nah, nigga, well, where was your people at? Who said your shit was hot? 347-934-0966. Pick up a fucking phone, send out a motherfucking text, and see if they really support you. Don't cost them nothing. Everybody got 3 minutes on their motherfucking phone at this point. Metro free, long distance. Fuck an 800 number. Bitch, call in. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show, straight up. So I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show to you guys. I'm going to go ahead and start playing music. I got music from like 10 artists plus another artist that's supposed to be calling in. I got music coming from Slick the CEO, The World, Taj Infinity, Elder General, Young Preem, Flower Boy the General. A lot of generals tonight. Everybody's in soldier mode. And my homie Johan Trotter. He's got a hot joint out featuring Stewie Rock. Maybe I'm going to get this Shice record on and this Blaze Glam's record on. I'm waiting for these cats to blast out, do it, and follow fucking instructions and put the blast on their damn Facebooks and shit. Or I might not get to it. Makes me no mind. Because I got a catalog of shit to play from other artists who follow fucking directions. No disrespect. I just ask you to do one simple thing, nigga. Copy paste. Can't copy paste, I'm not pressing play. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. This is the third installment of K100 Radio's own music review titled Ill or Kill. And as promised, I told you I would do more of these so I can get the music that is sent in to me more frequently heard. As you may know, we only spent indie artists on K100 Internet Radio. No, I'm not playing Wayne. I'm not playing Drake. I'm not playing Ross. I'm not playing Jeezy. I'm not playing Tip. I'm not playing Trey Song. None of them. Why do you ask? Well, I can't get their fucking publicists on the phone to get a fucking interview for K100, so what's the fucking point? To get more listeners? If that's what you want to hear, just tune into your FM radio. They'll play the same song 1,000 fucking times. You don't need me. They don't need me. But the indies do. My allegiance is to the indie circuit. Period, point blank. This is not a haterism of the stars. It's just fair is fair. They've got the big budget to pay for FM radio promo and all the other shit. Thus, in return, I don't play the big time artists on the show. I'm going to keep reading them and go to the phone lines. Of course, you know, there's a lot of whack-ass music out there. It's just the truth of it, all right? But oftentimes, artists don't know that their music is whack. The only people that they have around them are their friends and their families and their homeboys that don't want to hurt their feelings or some chick they fuck with that they're balling with. They don't want to tell them their music is whack. Well, tonight on K1's Internet Radio, Ill or Kill is here to remedy all of that, all right? We're here to solve that. People from all over the show listen to this show, from all over the country, all right? That is the beauty of internet radio. Even if you got a hot-sounding track in Atlanta, and you're an Atlanta artist, and you know it could go, and one thing about Atlanta, you could blow up in Atlanta, and it could end up being a hit, because Atlanta is such a quote-unquote trendsetter, that people just follow what they do, a lot of the music that comes out of here. So you can lock down Atlanta and be good. But I guarantee you, just because they like what you play, if they just because they like your shit when they play it on Dirty Boys on 107.9, The chance of a motherfucker from goddamn Queens liking that shit, the chance of a motherfucker from Detroit liking it, the chance of a motherfucker from goddamn Vallejo liking it, that's not the same thing. The difference between what I do here in internet radio and what FM radio provides is, when I tell you people are on the phone lines giving you feedback, it's from all over. So you're going to get how 856, which is New Jersey, feel tonight, how 361, Texas, feel tonight, 706, I don't even know where that's from, but they're on the line, 269, that's Michigan, 850, that's Florida, 404, that's 678, those are Atlanta. Right now, I just gave you, shit, six different states right now that you're going to get feedback on your music if you call, if you send it into K100 Internet Radio. And I'm not even fucking charging you. I'm not even charging you, artists. All I actually do was simply blast out my show, K100 Internet Radio, on your Twitter and your Facebook. Have your friends call in and check out the show sometimes. You call in, check out the show. Call in. Yo, what's up, Blizzum? Yo, I know it ain't an ill or kill tonight, but yo, I'm just listening to what you're saying, fam. It's real talk. Or, nigga, you the dumbest nigga ever. I disagree. I'm not asking for too much. But go to another, go to it. Matter of fact, go to an FM radio station, nigga, right now, and just walk up there and just tell them, just send them an email and say, yeah, play my shit tonight. Tonight. Half of these motherfucking songs I got today. Try to see what happens. That's what the fuck gonna happen. Go to a motherfucking DJ you don't know, nigga, in a bumping ass motherfucking club. Right when it's pumping and it's hot. And give him your motherfucking record. Give him the same record that I'm about to play for you tonight. See if he play it. That nigga don't know you and you ain't got no money. I'm not even asking you for no money. I ain't even asking you niggas for a motherfucking drink. You're going to have to at least buy the DJ a motherfucking drink. If you're going to get it done in a strip club, you got to tip the motherfucking hoes. Oh, yeah, nigga. Don't tip them and see what happens. I'm giving you artists. I'm giving artists a platform. My phone line should be jammed to the motherfucking rim right now with artists and music and their friends and their supporters. Alas. I got about 10 people on the line. Now. I know I can't see who's listening out there in internet world. We can't see how many people are listening live on the net. We can just see how many people are on the phone line. So it might be a lot of people listening to my voice. And with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and get to what we're really here for. Episode 217. First up, alright, hold on, let me, well, I don't need to stop my background music yet. First up, this is who do I want to play first? Slick the CEO, this is Slick the CEO, alright, if you're one of Slick the CEO's people, make sure you press the number one on the phone line, so when I open up the phone lines, I can come to it. I don't even know if he's on the phone line right now. I see a couple of unfamiliar area codes and stuff. So I don't really know. I have his bio and stuff like that. But until he's granted an artist interview, we're just going to run the music on Ill or Kill tonight and let the people decide what they want to. I do give artist interviews, but you have to actually schedule that. Now, if you are an artist and I'm going to play your song tonight and you are on the phone line, I will real briefly go to your phone line. All right, just hit me up on my Facebook or my Twitter. And say, yo, Blizzum, man, I'm on the fucking phone lines, yo. Open up my lines, man. You just spit my record. You feel me? And I'll do that. All right? I open up the phone lines real quick and be like, yo, I'm about to spin this record right here. And this is the artist on the line. I will do that right there. But not a full-fledged interview like I'm going to be giving to, I think it's Pistol Atkins. Yes, Pistol Atkins is calling into the show tonight. Pistol Atkins has been granted the artist interview tonight. Now, you can get an artist interview, and this, that doesn't cost you anything either. We just have to schedule it out. But you're going to have to show some love to K100 to get that artist interview where I sit here and let you, you know, run your gator for about 10 minutes and blast out all your information and shit. All right? So, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up tonight, we got Slick the CEO. Name of the record is He Ain't. All right? Slick the CEO. That's the name of the artist. Slick the CEO. This joint is He Ain't. All you guys on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one. Let me know if you want to tell me what this artist's music is like. Is it ill or should it be killed? This is K100 Internet Radio, episode 217, Ill or Kill. This is Slick the CEO. He ain't. Track
numbers. Slick.
Okay. He ain't leaning like I'm leaning. He ain't drinking like I'm drinking. He ain't talking, he ain't talking. What I'm smoking, what I'm smoking. He ain't grinding, he ain't grinding. He ain't shining, he ain't shining. Better say they get their working, boy. Be lying, they be lying. He ain't leaning like I'm leaning. He ain't drinking like I'm drinking. He ain't talking, he ain't talking. What I'm smoking, what I'm smoking. He ain't grinding, he ain't grinding. He ain't shining, he ain't shining. Better say they get their working, boy. Be lying.
Call me Ricky Ricardo. There's no need for mouth out to Bardo. Bricks in the trunk, yeah, we ride with precious cargo. First off, you ain't fucking with Slick, and let's get that straight. So I have to go ham and give haters a go play. Cause I'm so out of my sight, and I'm in first place. And we on the hump for that cheese, call it a rat race. You know we clean that dirty money, throw away the one. I've never been a redskin, but watch a lot of guns. Pull up there, put your foot in neck, don't let up.
Wants to remain nameless. I won't say any names. But the homie came back to sit in studio with me tonight. So he's going to be sitting here. He's going to be reviewing some of these songs with me. Let me load up and get his headphones and stuff together. But he didn't hear the first joint, so he don't fucking count. But who does count is everybody that's on the phone line. So, first up, let's go to the phone line. 856, which I think is Jersey. What you think about Slick the CEO's joint, He Ain't?
To me, I say it's an L, but at the same time, man, he need to get a voice level, man, because the beat drowned his voice. I had to listen hard to get what he was saying, but I did not. It's an if. Just work on the getting a better production.
All right. I mean, you got to understand, we're listening to a lot of these joints through mono, so they got a lot of beat in them. You feel me? That's why I said, if you're listening on your phone, if you can go to a laptop or a desktop or something, and then, you know, throw your headphones on and then call in, because when you're coming through mono through your phone like that, that song had a lot of beat in it. You feel me? So you really need to be listening to that through your computer. This internet radio is really meant to be listened to through your computer. So if you're trying to listen to the show through your phone, try to get to a computer and listen to this music through the internet the way it's supposed to be. But yeah, it's a down south song, you feel me? So it's gonna have that motherfucker 808 and that quad and that beat in it, you feel me? Me personally, I go ahead and give my own 2 cents before I go to the next caller. I like the record. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing that I haven't heard before, so I wouldn't give it the unique, you know what I'm saying? I love unique music, shit I ain't heard before. But the music is dope. That can go in the club down here in Atlanta. You can throw it in the mix with Jeezy or, you know what I'm saying, anything, any one of those type of artists, and you can run that. You feel me? So that's what I feel about the record. So I'm giving it an L. A56, the homie Blessed Child from Jersey, he gave it an L. That's two so far. Let's go to the next one. A50, 319. Shay, what'd it do?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Thanks
for calling
the
show. Say what? You liked it?
I liked it. Yeah, it was cool. Right. I liked the beat. The beat was definitely, you know, on point.
All right, so... I mean, you know, you're a Florida girl, so you know you like the beat down low.
Yeah, you know, I like that beat.
Say what?
I said, you know, I like the beat.
All right, so that's two ills. I mean, that's two ills from the callers. Let's go 44717. What you think about that record?
Well, you know, I think that that's just ill. It's definitely ill, so, you know, you got to keep playing that. This is T. Maria. You know, that's my artist, and you got to know we bringing it, and it's definitely ill.
Ah, that's your artist. You're the person who...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I've been vibing with you all day, and you know we bringing it. And so you know what? I'm glad you played it. I'm glad that people are liking it. We're going to bring it and continue to bring you real music. And so, of course, you know I think it's ill.
Right, of course. And like I said, I like the record. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I like the record. I know it can go, you know what I'm saying, especially like in the down south and the A-Town circuit.
Right.
That's the tone and the pulse of what they're listening to in this city. You feel me? In the south, really, as far as the production standpoint. You know what I'm saying? That's probably why, like, somebody that was from New Jersey, they was like, I need to hear it. Because, you know, up north, they want to hear the words more so than the beat.
Right. But that's, and, you know, if you play it in your system, if you put it in your car or whatever, you're going to be able to hear those words and hear that beat as well. But it's definitely a song that's been getting a lot of play. We loving it. People are loving it. And I'm glad that your audience is loving it as well. I want to thank you for the love.
Right, exactly. So, and it's good to get this kind of feedback because, like I said, you know, I've got people from 6 states on the line already. So you're getting the feedback from Florida so far, from Florida, you in Atlanta. That was New Jersey. Next up, we've got 361, which is Texas. Let me go to 361 real quick. Stay on the line, though. I want to make sure you, if your artist is on the line or whatever, let me know. I don't know if he's on the line or whatever.
He's not on the line. I'm repping him, but he's not on the line right now. I might give him a call in later, but, yo, I'm going to stay on the line.
All right, stay on the line. So let's hear what Texas got to say about it. 361, Jana, what you got to say about it?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the beat and everything, but it's definitely a song you got to hear over the internet or the radio or something. You know, it's not the same. You know, you ain't gonna get the same effect through the phone or whatever. But yeah, I liked it.
Okay, she liked it. They like it out in Texas. 270. What's that? 270. What the fuck? Okay, 270. I'm gonna need for you. I don't know what you're doing. What are they doing? They doing Michigan girl 269. What's going on? What you think about that song? Slick the CEO,
I liked it. You know, I liked the beat actually. The beat was good. Of course, the words is nothing I haven't heard before, but you know, I still give it a L. But I like the beat definitely.
Okay, all right. From the 706, what you like? You think you like that song?
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah, you rocking with it? All right. They're fooling with it.
Yeah.
What's 706 again? What area code is that? Where is that?
That's Columbus, Georgia.
South Georgia. All right.
Yeah.
They rocking with it in South Georgia. All right. 615. What you think about that record?
I think it's wonderful.
You like it?
I think it's wonderful. Yeah. I think he's probably the one that'll bring hip hop back. I've heard some of his things, and he's good. He's really good.
All right. She said she's really feeling Slick the CEO. She's gonna bring hip hop back. Where's
615? You need to hear more of his songs. They're really good.
I mean, if they send them in to me, I will. I mean, this is the first I've heard of him, and this is the first time I've met his people today. So, you know, even though I've been doing this for a year now, episode 217.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Because he really needs to be heard. He's a really good artist.
All right, that's what's up. Well, we'll run him. If he sends us more joint, of course, him and his people, which is his people, he got spent first because his people represented. They've been blasting out the show all on their Facebook all day. So he was absolutely one of the first people that I made sure I played. Even though I didn't talk to the artist himself, but his representatives did what I asked them to do, which was blast out the show all day. And that's all I really asked. So and so now I'm running the music. That's just that simple, all right?
All right,
hold on. All right, 6-1, another 615. This must be where he's from. 615-521.
Yes, he is totally awesome. I love the song. Right. I love the beat. And I really, really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to hearing more.
All right. Where is 615, by the way? Where's
they're in Nashville.
Nashville. Okay. Slick the CEO must be from Nashville. He got it because I got about 4, 5, 615s on my line right now.
Representing Nashville.
They represent them. Hey, that's the whole point. I'm going to tell the rest of you fucking artists right now, listen to my show, man. If you got a song on here and that shit don't get illed tonight and you ain't have nobody call in and people just wasn't feeling your shit, that's on you, nigga. I can't do nothing for you, man. This is real honest feedback from people. Now, if you want your people to flood the lines and call in, I'm all for that. That shows support for my show. That shows that you have a movement going. That shows that you got people on your side. When I'm on other internet radio shows representing myself as an artist, best believe you will see some 404-678-850s in that motherfucker. I guarantee you that. So this is what it's all about. No, let's see. Another 615. 615-476.
Yo, run that shit, man. That shit hot.
Of course it's hot. But you know what? He got all ills from Nashville, but and that shows his grind and his support. But everybody else, Texas, Jersey, Atlanta, you feel me, Florida, Michigan, they all said it was good. So that pretty much solidifies that the record was good also. You know what I'm saying? Besides the fact that he got his people on the line representing with him. So, shout out to the homie Slick the CEO. The joint is got an official ill on K1's internet radio. I hope he sends in some more music. I hope the people that's representing from the 615 can stay on the line because we got a ton of good music from other artists that's gonna be played tonight, all right? So I got some R&B. I got some R&B and I got some gutter shit. I got some like hip hop type shit. I got some more shit. I got my homie Johan Schrader featuring Story Rock. His new joint put it on me, which I'm debuting for him today. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't really been played on internet radio. I'm one of the first people to play it on internet radio. So I'm going to run his joint today. So we got a lot of music coming up for you, all right? Stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. BLIZM. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. My homie, Billy Bad Phoenix is in the building. I'm gonna go ahead and get right to it. Next song up. Let's see who's next. Who I want to play next? Who represented today? I'm gonna play the person who represented a lot today was Taj Infinity. This is a female, so we're gonna do something for the females real quick. All the ladies on the line, we got some R&B for you. This is Taj Infinity, and the name of the joint is called Walkor. It's like she's a popish R&B artist. I guess that's what her genre says on her profile. You feel me? But I like the song. You know what I mean? So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna run that. Her name. I like the name. I had to really see how to say that earlier.
Yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah, Taj Infinity. It's spelled ENPHIN. I don't know. I might have wrote that shit down wrong.
Hey, but
I might have wrote it down wrong. But it's a unique name. Taj Infinity, Walk Hard, K1's Internet Radio.
Thank you for flying Jamie's and Runny's Airways.
Turn the music up just a little bit.
Crazy.
Don't care if they get jealous.
We run them wild 'cause we
make them shot like a dagger. Show them leg, arch your back, make them mad.
Billy Bad, what you think about that record, man?
I can dig it, man. It's a, you know, one of those female club tracks that, you know, all the fellas would just be standing around against the wall.
Yeah, I'm not going to dance off
that.
Yeah, but I guess it'd be just totally gay as hell for me to dance off it. But I like the record. I can see why females would like that record. I can see why it would get played.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? What she's talking about, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, walk hard. She's talking, you know, that's kind of girl power-ish. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So they like, you know,
yeah.
You know, and get empowered by music. What you think? You want to speak? No? You want to speak? We got a female in the studio with us, but she doesn't want to speak. But she, you like that song? She likes the song. Okay. So far, it's got three likes, three ills, I mean. And we haven't even went to the phone line, but that's what we're about to do. Damn. That's what we're about to do now. I don't know what the fuck everybody went to. All right. Let's go to Bless Child. I had like all 15 people I went to the screen. I was like, how the hell everybody go? I don't know if that was, was that? Was everybody? Was Slick the CEO? Shit.
That was all those people.
God damn. All right. Oh, they're back. Here they're coming back now. They're back. Everybody's calling back now. I guess they hung up to listen. Y'all don't hang up to listen. I know y'all don't want to burn y'all minutes and shit. Stay on the phone line and then, like, just put your phone on mute or some shit and then don't hang up.
Most of y'all are free at 7 o'clock.
Right, really. Okay, so first up, back to New Jersey. Bless Child, what you think about that record?
I'm going to say originality, nah, because he sound more like Beyonce kind of track.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give it an L. I'm going to give it an L because he got talent. You know, it's not, even though it's not original. You got talent, and the song was good.
All right, that's what I feel. I mean, it's not nothing I haven't heard before. I said Rihanna, but
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's Rihanna-ish,
yeah.
Kind of sort. It's nothing that I haven't heard, but I like it. But I'm saying it's a song that can go.
Yeah.
You feel me? So you know, even though you've heard it before, that doesn't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? the fact of the matter is the song is good. That's what we're here. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes artists make songs and singles to just kind of stay in the lane so also DJs can spin it right behind Rihanna or right behind Beyonce or whatever. So
speaking of what's popular right now.
Right, right, right. And, you know, I don't really do that much. That's probably why I'm fucking still underground. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? The point is, I think the record is good. Bless Child does too. So do you. Let's go to Shay. What'd you think, Shay?
Well, you know, she just made me want to, like, walk hard in my stilettos in the club. So, you know, yeah,
damn.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
That's right. That's what it's all about. It really only matters what they think,
yeah,
anyway.
Basically.
No one gives a fuck what we think about music.
Yeah,
no, they don't care about what we
think.
God, who are you, niggas? Who cares?
Hey, until y'all gonna walk hard.
You got to go to
someone's
dance. You know what? You can love the hell out of Jeezy song. That can be your shit. And you're staying your black ass on the side, sipping your motherfucking drink, trying to holler at motherfucking bitches. That's what you're gonna do, nigga. You're not gonna dance. You're not gonna get the party started.
You walk hard behind her ass.
What the fuck do you think? Blizzum and Billy Bad and the rest of you guys. What the fuck is wrong with my screen? I don't know what's going on over here. Anyway, I don't even care. Anyway, so Shay likes it. That's four ills. Four ills. Michigan girl, what say you?
I definitely like it. I can see dancing in the club with it with my girls. You know, we vibing to it, so I'm gonna give it a ill.
All right, you giving it an ill? By way of Michigan, 910. That's Carolina. What you think of it? 910. Carolina.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yes,
you like that song?
I was for Florida Boy the General.
Oh, Florida Boy the General? Well,
yes.
You know what? Since he got his people calling in, I'll spin Florida Boy the General next. But did you hear the song that just went off?
I heard he was talking about Rihanna.
Yeah, but it was a song that we just... No, okay, if you didn't hear the last song that went off, you can't be a judge then. Whereas basically, the way the show works is we play the song and the people that's on the phone line tell us whether or not they like it or not. But since you didn't hear the last one, we'll wait. Of course, you're probably going to like the next song. We'll go ahead and run Florida Boy the General next since he got his people calling up my damn phone line. You stand by, all right?
Okay.
All right. Out in Texas, Jana, what you think about it? Jesus.
Yeah, I liked it.
You liked it? What are you doing? What are you coughing on over there? What are you joking
on?
Oh,
it's not that type of cough.
I don't know. Who knows?
What are you doing? I ain't gonna cough on that now. Come on, give me some credit. Jeez.
Right. Follow it. Okay. Follow it. My new people who don't know, K100, we'd be off the chain like
basically.
That. Stay by, stand by. 706, what you think about that song?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's trendy, but you know what I'm saying? But I can see it being played off in the club, folks.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I feel. Like I said, you know, it's for the females and everything, but they'll play that. The DJs will play that song in the club. You know what I mean? They can mix it in. The quality of the recording, the production and everything.
The only thing we're
on
not our heads. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not for us. If you dancing off that nigga, kill yourself. Period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? So, Taj Infinity. They loving you, baby. By way of ATL, she's representing, she's hailing, I don't know if she's from here, but she's grinding in ATL. That's what her bio said. So, she's representing ATL. All right, next up, I guess we're going to go ahead and run that Florida Boy the General since he got his people on the line. Next song, Florida Boy the General, bout that paper, and he actually by way of A50, you know what I'm saying? He actually by way of A50, the banging bass, my hometown. We're gonna go ahead and load that Florida Boy the General. Hold on, let me find it and see what the people think about it. I heard this song earlier when he sent it to me, and it's a trap song, it's gangster. So if you like that trap gangster shit, you feel me? I'm almost certain that you're gonna like this particular record. You know what I mean? I did like the beat on it. It was grimy. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me find that. The Florida Boy the General song. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to find the Florida Boy the General song. I know I loaded it up in here today. Let me find it real quick. Okay. Let me go back and find that. So we're not going to play Florida Boy the General right now. Let me go ahead and play... I'm gonna go ahead and play the Johann Trotter Stewie Rock joint. I'm gonna go ahead and debut that, and then I'll get into the Florida Boy the General joint because I can't find this file even though I know I loaded it up. We'll run Florida Boy the General next because I have time to look for it after I go through all this right here. Right now, I'm gonna run my homeboy Johan Trotter, and he represents for Atlanta, Georgia, and he's got the homie Stewie Rock, who's got a What's the Stewie Rock song out?
I know he had one song out.
He's got a song. Stewie Rock is like, he's got a song out that people know. I don't know what it is though.
I
forgot the name
of
it.
On the tip of my tongue.
I can't think of it right now. But anyway, he's got a feature by Stewie Rock on it. The name of this joint is called Put It On Me. All right, we're going to run that. Then we'll come back, and then we'll run Florida Boy the General next. So stay on the phone line. Listen to it. Tell me what you think about it. If you listen to me on the internet, please, 347-934-0966, call the show. People are tweeting me, talking about I'm listening online. I asked you nicely, damn it. Call in and support these artists. Call in and give these artists some feedback, please. 347-934-0966. All right, right now, Johan Trotter, Put It On Me.
We rock in the building.
You dig? K100 Internet Radio, episode 217. Hold on. That was way louder than what it was supposed to be. Why is that so loud? Oh, my God. I'm having technical difficulties over here for real. Seriously, right now. Okay. Oh, hold up. God damn it, man. Anyway, episode 217. That was Stewie Rock. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. First of all, what did you think about that? What did you think about that record, Billy Bat?
I can dig it, man. It deserves an ill for me. The beat went hard, you know, another auto-tune song. But other than that, it was good. I can dig it.
You like it. What about our guest who once remained nameless? Do you like that? Do you like that?
Yeah.
You liked it. She liked it.
Oh, she spoke.
She spoke. Yeah, she spoke. I don't know what the fuck is wrong. Okay, let me go to the phone lines real quick. Hold on. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. I'm going to get the background music playing. Bless Child. What you think about that from Jersey?
Yo. Hell, that's a go-go joint right there. Like I said, I throw go-go parties every weekend. You feel me?
Go-go?
Get that to me. I throw go-go parties every weekend. Don't get that to me, man. That's a go-go joint, man. And also, it's a hit, man. I'm digging that.
All right, Johann Trotter.
I got my drink doing my two steps to that.
Okay. I don't know how it's a go-go joint. I don't. You mean like DC go-go? Like that kind of go-go? What do you mean?
Chicks love shit like that, man. I play shit like that.
I know chicks love that kind of shit. I mean, he's talking about fucking the hell out of anytime you talk about fucking a chick good, like any songs about putting it on a chick, eating her pussy, anything of the sort, they love it. They want to hear it. They want that's them.
That's something that you can get a lap dance and enjoy yourself to. All right. You can't do that.
Exactly.
You
I like the
lap dance enjoy yourself to it.
Exactly. I like the record and plus y'all, Johann Trotter. Is the homie. Shout out to Tank and Hitaholics. You did. Shout out to him over there. You feel me? And shout out to the homie Johann Trotter. All right, next up, Florida. Shay, what you think about it?
I wasn't really feeling it.
You wasn't feeling it, but he was talking about.
No, I wasn't really feeling it. It just wasn't the vibe.
No.
I don't know. And I listen to it, you know, in its entirety. And, you know, I go through the words. I go through the beat. I just wasn't quite feeling that. I don't know. It was something about it or something not. I don't know. I just wasn't quite feeling that.
All right. You weren't feeling it. Okay. That's one kill. Michigan girl, what you think?
Well, you know me. Yeah, I like what he was talking about. So. But I
like it. You know I had to give you that.
I know.
All right.
But yeah, I liked it. It was cool.
All right. You liked it. That's another. So far, five ills and one kill. 910 Carolina. What you think about that song?
I like it. I like it. It said a whole lot, but I like it.
All right, they like it in Carolina. So, you know, only one female didn't like it. I don't know. Maybe Shay needs to get laid. That's why. I don't know. Who knows? Texas, what you think about it, Jana?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I liked the beat and all. It was nice.
All right. Down in the 706, once again, what you think about that one, homie? That's Johann with Stewie Rock.
Yeah, I think, you know what I'm saying, you can do away with the auto-tune, but other than that, you know what I'm saying, it's straight. Yeah, I feel it.
I am literally sick as fuck of auto-tune. That's probably the one criticism I have about the record. I don't like, I'm just sick of it. I'm just
D.O.A., man.
Just tired of it. You know what I'm saying? That's probably that's the negative I think about the song. But I still like the record. I still think it'll get played, of course, in Atlanta. Auto-tune is not dead yet. So 706. So it got all ills, basically all ills in one kill. They wasn't feeling it. But that's basically a passing grade here at K1's Internet Radio. All right, I got that Florida Boy the General loaded up now, which I had it loaded up the first damn time. Trying to make me look all unprofessional and shit. But I got it. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into that because I got an artist that's getting ready to call into the show and do an interview. Pistol Atkins, who's got a joint out with DJ Drama. He's got a new mixtape out with DJ Drama. This guy named Pistol Atkins. And he's going to be calling into the show in a couple of minutes here. He should be. So we're going to go ahead and run these records, so we can go ahead and get these records ran up before he gets to do his interview. And then we got more music. We still got The World. I like that song. Scheiss. I like that song. I heard it. We got L the General, Young Preem, Blaze Blams. And then we drop some new Team Striz on you. Team Striz, it's not new because I already put it on the street, but. No, it's never been played on K100. So I'm going to drop some new Team Striz on K100. But right now we got Florida Boy the General, Buy That Paper. Here we go, run that.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful sound right there.
Yeah.
Lil' Woo, what's going down with your baby? Down. Real, the harbor. People in the city, yes, sir. Down in Vegas. day trying to stand up. Yes, sir. All about that paper and chill. And we gon' get it. Yeah. I know how it feels to wake up dead broke. That's why I grind nonstop to keep my shit afloat. Nonsense. If anybody making moves, I don't want part of it. And that's the truth. I'd rather give it to you straight instead of coming at your fraud trying to scrape food off your plate. I'm the beast when it comes to this game with a dry soul cold and a power up for the chain. Alone with a small circle. Yeah. Behind these scenes, everyone's out to hurt. Yeah. Keep mad until you see that bigger picture. Yeah. And when they call, make them lame, see that bigger picture. Yeah. And they see high definition. Call them for the force of the streets, what this game's missing. I came from the bottom, now I'm trying to see the top. It won't stop until I get my hands on that major squad. Oh, oh, my city, me and my folks, we ride that. Up in DMA. And I'm away and racing hard for that bread. Going hard up in the grid to represent from a city. Glenwood, Southtown, Bang, I'm a Millville, the Hanger. If you leave a ride for your baby, man's hard. It's the model for that paper ride here. We'll be focused on the bread, real strong ride here. And ain't afraid to put it in your face ride here. If you leave, where we ride, lean down here. On the bed, four rails with the beat in the back. Star boys on the glass, soft dive, blowing big. Go hard to go home, but the steel, that's the thing.
General, you dig? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 217. Why is that sound? Why is that sound just automatically just going loud as fuck? Let me turn that down for some reason. I don't know. Let me try to get episode 217. I don't know. The computer's been tripping. My screen wigged out on me. The sounds went out. It's whatever. It's whatever tonight on K100. But what we got tonight is some good music and some good music by some good artists, all right? So far, everything's been hot.
Yeah, so far.
Let me just say something real quick. A lot of this music you would never have heard. Like, people who listen to me on the internet, of course, you know, my podcast get downloaded like, you know 150, 200 people download each episode, you know, You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why I got real high numbers on my downloads. Because people can't tune in during this hour on the West Coast and shit. So they always download my podcast and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So all this music that people are saying is good, they like it or whatever, they're going to be listening to it. They never would get this kind of exposure, never would get a chance to hear this music unless they didn't know these people personally, if they didn't connect with them on Facebook. And even then, you notice when you know, if you know it's an indie artist on Facebook, a lot of times when they posting up their shit, you ignore a lot of their shit, because unless you really know them like that, if you know them and you actually somehow tuned into their music and became a fan, then you might check for it. You might listen to it. But for the most part, if you don't really know them like that, you're not going to fucking listen to the shit. That's just how it is. You know what I mean? But this shows you that we've been playing some pretty good music tonight by some of these indie artists, And it's good music. It's good quality music. The point of it is, you never know where you're going to find good music. Everybody who makes good music is not a star. There are a lot of stars who I feel don't make good music. They just had the good plugs and the good connections.
Yeah.
So you guys, show some love to these independent artists when you see him, when you see him out here on the grind. I'm not saying when a motherfucker walk up to you with a motherfucking CD and a motherfucking paper, goddamn paper holder written in Sharpie to take him seriously. Kill that artist. He's not taking himself seriously. But when they come, all these artists so far, they got mixtapes out, done up and shit. They got their Reverb Nation pages set up. They got their Facebook pages set up. They're putting out the music. They grinding. They tweeting. They trying to get out there. They doing shows. You feel me? That's how I know about them. So just show a little love to these independent artists. All right. What'd you think about that record?
I know a Florida beat when I hear one. And that's something they're playing Jackson. I can see something that Big Rank will promote.
Oh yeah, that right there, yeah. Cause it's hood like that. You feel me? It's like that.
I would see that shit playing in Flush all the time.
Flush over Delft University?
Yes.
Love it. What you think about it? You like it?
Nameless boy.
She liked it. She that shall remain nameless. She liked it. She just like she liked it. Yeah. Thumbs up, Nick. All right, let's go to the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. My homie, Billy Bad Finish in the studio with me tonight. And I got another guest in here. They're feeling all the music. I'm feeling all the music tonight. Let's see what they're talking about on the phone lines again. Again, from Jersey. Bless Child, what you think about that?
Yo, man, I've been rapping since the sixth grade, man. So when I think about what he was saying, man, dude was speaking from the heart.
Right.
Dude was coming straight from the heart. You could tell that shit was real, man. So, you know, he part of something in that, anything, man. So, look, I get that a triple L.
A triple L, all right. They feeling you, man. You got that emotion going across. Let's see what else. Shay, what you think?
Yeah. A50 knows how to bring it. I'm gonna tell you, that was ill.
Right?
Yeah.
You like
that's
ill?
Ill all day long.
Okay, she likes that. She likes it. All right. Up next, Michigan girl, what you think?
I like popular grind music every now and then. So I was definitely feeling it.
Okay. All right. What he's talking about in the song is, you know, it's real shit. You know what I mean? Of course, I know what they're gonna say from the 910. 910, what you think about that?
Yeah, you know, he was speaking about that paper. You know, everybody about that paper, so, you know, that's why I'm feeling it, you know. Everybody, you know, they work every day, and, you know, every day you grinding, so of course you're going to be feeling it.
Exactly. If you're on your grind, and I like the production. I like that particular beat, too. It's real street. You feel me? You know what I mean? You can't do nothing but go hard and talk street on that beat as soon as you hear it. You feel what I'm saying? You got to, if you're an artist, when you hear that track, you can't go pussy on it, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? Nothing you're going to talk about on this song is going to be soft. You know, you talk about money, you're going to talk about fucking a nigga, something, but it's going to be hood because the beat is grinding like that. But I really like the beat. Those kind of beats, you know what I'm saying? I crush those kind of beats. I love rapping on those kind of tracks. From Texas, what you think about it? Jana! 706, what you think about it?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's actually, you know what I'm saying? I feel that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's coming from me, partner, you know what I'm saying? That's real, man.
So this is the artist, Florida boy, right?
Yeah, what's happening, Bliss?
What's going on, man?
Grinding, trying to get it, baby.
Right. I love that track. The track is gangster. The track is gangster.
Yeah.
I love the words and I love the whole song, but as soon as I heard the track, when I played it earlier, when I loaded it up, I was like, oh, the beat's so gangster, he can't fuck it up. See, if you fuck up that beat, if you make that song whack, you just whack. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's one of the beats you just really can't fuck up. How do you fuck that beat up? You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking away from your skill as a rapper. I'm just saying the beat's so hard when it come on, it's like, how this nigga really don't fuck up this beat when you first hear it? You know what I'm saying?
You gotta match it.
And I feel like you stood up in the paint on it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't have a go hard.
Yeah.
I also appreciate you staying on the line, listening to these other artists, man, and giving your feedback. You feel me? A lot of them need to get their motherfucking asses on the line and do the same thing. See, that's why the Florida boy, that's why Block That Paper might just go in rotation when I just feel like playing some shit in the middle of the show. You know what I mean? The artists who call into the show and really support the show like that right there, selling line, to support these other artists, I might not play some of these other niggas ever again. Why? They ain't calling. Truth, nigga. Just saying. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But, oh, I like the song, homie. Thanks for sending it in. Thanks for staying on the line, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Jenna.
I really did.
Jenna.
Can't you hear me?
I didn't hear you the first time. Did you like the Florida Boy, the General Joint?
Yes, I did. I liked it.
He on the phone lines right now. Hey,
Florida
Boy.
It had me cooking and dancing at the same time. I loved it. It was tight.
It was tight. It's tight. Would you pluck Florida Boy just off the strip of that song? I mean, just you know how sometimes girls hear a song, be like, I might fuck that nigga. You know what I mean? I don't even know what he look like. You don't know what he look like. I'm just saying, Jenna, would you kind of like maybe give him some just because that song was that gangster?
Give him some faith.
Huh?
No maybe? Comment. No comment.
Don't worry about it. Your man in the room. Your man
no
in the room.
Yes.
No means yes. Your man in the room. Your man in the room. My bad. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I know, right?
Tell him we just playing. Shout it. God damn. Damn. Hey, Florida Boy. Hey, Florida Boy.
Man.
Hey, tell the people where they can find your music real quick, man.
Hey, you know, right now it's on release right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just out here promoting it right now. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be coming to the stores pretty soon.
All right. Florida Boy General says it's coming to the stores real soon. Y'all check them out. You got a Reverb Nation or somewhere they can just download that song or whatever. They might want to be able to find that song.
Yeah. I got a Reverb Nation page for Florida Boy General. You know what I'm saying? Reverb Nation. And also you can check me out on floridaboy.webs.com.
All right. All right, homie, stand by, all right?
All right.
All right. That's somebody else from 251 on the line. We'll see what they're talking about. Next up. So, Slick and CEO, we played Taj Infinity. We played Florida Boy the General. The new Johan Trotter featured Stewie Rock. You know what I mean? All good music. Right now, let me play something that's a little bit different, all right? Let me play Shite, Authentic. This song right here is a little bit different. I think this was one of the ones that was more like hip-hop-ish. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and load that up. Oh, okay, I got it right. Okay, this is Shice. The name of this joint is Authentic. This is K100 Internet Radio. Ill or Kill. Indie Music Review. Stay on the phone line. Call in 347-934-0966 and give these indie artists some feedback about their music. Please, 347-934-0966. Shice, Authentic.
Tell me sign, next to the Xbox dope on a dotted line. But that's where it stays most of the time. Fuck you, cocksucker, that's you out of your mind. My flow, my grind, everything mine. My nigga made the beat, my heart broke the rhyme. My niggas in the street, nigga, it's my time. Better come up on your own, you ain't taking my shine. Dear Mr. CEO, Mr. Record Exec, you ain't on nobody's stage. You ain't busting no sweat. Oh, you the know-how. Fuck your desk. I went to school too. I could cut your checks. With 50,000 fans and $10 a piece, you can keep the A&R and your $1 million beat. Gimmicks, the core image, and your made back seat. Bottom line, this time, it's all about me. Now, what you gonna do when I get on? I'm a product that niggas had me running them damn packs. With the end of shoveling snow and I wanted them Air Max. Niggas like us in the hood, turn bitches to cash stacks. Turn up when they get bitter and give them a back smack. I'm back like I left my phone, like I need this shit. Hip hop's in my soul. They said it was dead and I'm like half.
So that was the homie Shice. Now that was a little different. That was more hip hop-ish. You feel me? You know what I mean? Hold on, let me get my background music playing. That was more hip hop-ish right there. You feel me? That was more. I don't know. I gotta go back and look at his bio again because I didn't see where he's from. I gotta read that bio. But sound like he might be. The sound is a Philly sound. It's a Northeast sound.
Yeah.
Philly.
Sound like up north.
You know what I mean? It's a Philly. You know what I mean? He sounds like a battle rapper, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He sounds like a battle MC. I don't know if he is or not, but his vibe comes off like he's a battle MC. You know what I mean? But that's his record. That is Shice Authentic. Now, I like the record. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because I like all kinds of hip-hop. You know what I mean? I got songs where I rap on tracks like that.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I rap, people, some of my songs, they question where I'm from. You know what I mean? They're like, where the fuck is... I don't sound like I'm from Florida at all. You know what I'm saying? When I rap a lot of times. So I get that a lot. I love hip-hop beats and stuff. So I rap on Dirty South beats and hip-hop beats. You know what I'm saying? I can kind of just chop them up on all of them. So as far as the production, I like the production. And the flow was, you know what I'm saying, was point. He sounds like he's angry. All the guests say he sounds like he's going at somebody. He sounds like it's personal. He's just mad at mainstream rap, it sounds like. He's just mad at mainstream rap. So am I. So what you think about it?
Man, but other than that, the minute the beat dropped,
uh-huh.
it was an automatic. It's like, where do I find this nigga? Where can I download it? Where can I buy it?
Right.
I mean, the beat simply was gut. If the beat sucked, but he had hard lyrics, it wouldn't match together. It's like oil and milk.
Uh-huh.
So other than that, the beat went hard. The lyrics went hard. It was just straight. It was classic. It took you back in the 90s.
Took you back in the 90s. So you did like the song too? Okay, she liked
my
head
the whole time. My neck hurt.
He said, you know? It says Atlanta.
He's Atlanta?
Oh, he's from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
He's from
Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn, but he's living in Atlanta. Okay.
He's
from Brooklyn. So Shice is from Brooklyn, but he's living in Atlanta. So that was Brooklyn. That was a Brooklyn style flow that we just had right there. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Bless Shy, what you think about that record?
Yo, I'm in love with that shit, man.
I knew it. I knew it. I mean, that's Jersey.
Put that,
you know,
put, put that in my hands right now, man. I'll go around promoting that myself. It's like it's real hip hop, man.
All right.
It's not about the East or Coast. You go when you think of the South, you got Scarface. That's that real music right there. People don't understand that's that real music.
All right. Stand by. Filling in Jersey. 850. Shay, what you think about it?
I like that hip hop vibe that he's got. He's like rapping like he's like eliciting a response. Like, you know, like somebody needs to come back with it or something. I like that.
Right.
Was that him on the hook and the verse?
Yeah, that was pretty much him on the whole song. So yeah.
Okay.
That was him. All right, Shay, that's so far that's all ill. Michigan girl, what you think?
It took me back a little bit, so I was definitely feeling it. Had a little bit of, you know, maybe a little down a little bit.
All right. She's feeling it. They're feeling it in Michigan. Carolina, what you think about it?
I like it, but it sounds like DMX a little bit to me. I'm feeling it a little bit because I feel like, you know, if you're from New York, I think you like it the most, you know. I think it's like more like a New York thing.
Okay. All right. It's definitely a Northeastern sound. There's no doubt about it with that record. In Texas, what you think about it? Jana.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. It had me vibing and stuff. I liked it a lot.
All right. South Georgia, 706, what you think about it?
Yeah, I like it, you know what I'm saying, everything. It's diverse, you know what I'm saying? It's all about being diverse and everything, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter where you're from, you know what I'm saying? Still represent, though, you know what I'm saying? But I like it, though.
All right. So they're feeling it all over. 251. 251. You on the air with K100. Who's this?
This is Tosi Bay, the first battler that's from Florida, so how you doing?
Oh, what's going on? I appreciate you calling the show. Did you like that record? Hold on a second, I can't hardly hear you. I don't know if that's me or you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hold on. I think it's me. Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay, all right. You liked it a lot. Okay. Now, who you said you was? What you say? What's your name again?
Y'all know. I'm Toshi Bay. I tried to
I tried to send
my skit there.
You know, I'm gonna Sideboy. I'm gonna talk to you, Sideboy. Because you're from the 850, you know what I'm saying. You be down. Well, you, I don't know if you're from the 850, but you're in the 850. But you know what I'm saying. Because you represent. I'm gonna show you some love. I gotta talk to you about just the internet thing. Me and you and the, we gotta get on point with the internet promotions of your music. We gotta get on
the
internet. All right.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna talk to you, Sidebar. But thanks for calling in the show. But you like that record, right?
Yeah, the record was hot.
All right, that's what's up. Stand by. All right.
All right.
All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Okay, so I think my artist is on the line that I'm interviewing tonight, the special invited guest. The homie Pistol Atkins, he's got a new joint out with DJ Drama, you feel me? And he's got a song called Barbie out, and we're going to play his joint, and we're also going to give it to the people and let the people tell us what they feel about it. But I think he's on the line right now. Pistol, is that you, homie?
Yeah, that's me. What's up, man?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show. You did? All right. So let's before we get into running your record or whatever, tell the people about yourself and where you're from and your project that you got with DJ Drama.
Well, man, you know, I'm just an artist from Detroit, Michigan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we hooked up with Drama and did this Welcome to Detroit Gangsta Grill. You know what I'm saying? The first Detroit Gangsta Grill got the trick. Right now we moving. You know, Royalty Records, $1 Million Fresh Boys is the label in my group. And right now I'm just in the studio working on that next project, man.
All right. So dealing with Drama, how did that, when you put a project out, you know, it's got DJ Drama on it, that's a well known name, how did that boost up your repertoire, your credibility as an artist in the game? Did people take it more serious than they took the other projects because it was in co-signed by Drama?
Actually, man, it was a good look because of it was a long time coming. I've been underground doing this music thing in the city of Detroit since like 2005, since I came back from Alabama. So it's been a constant grind and grinding different open mics. So the people were kind of happy to see it, you know what I'm saying? Because I was in the same place they were, the same open mics, we were all doing the same thing. So to see somebody that come up from the same place and the same ground that you came up from, you know, they kind of cheer for me a little bit more than the next person.
That's true. So you are from Detroit though, right?
Yeah, I'm from Detroit.
So I always ask people from Detroit this particular question because the most popular artist right now from Detroit is, of course, Eminem. You know what I'm saying? 8 Mile, what you want to call it. That's he represents Detroit, period. That's, I don't know if that's the exact area of Detroit, but wherever he's from, he represents Detroit. How do Detroit rappers feel about the most popular rapper probably in the world and one of the most successful ones being a white artist from Detroit? Do people in Detroit, like, we don't give a fuck, he's nice and he reps the city, we riding with him? Or is the hood riding with him like that in Detroit?
You know what? I'm gonna put it like this. When M first came out, he had the most support that you could probably have from a city, period.
Uh-huh.
You know, to people personally, I mean, you know how the game is, and they were people who don't really understand the game, they kind of mad at him. You know what I'm saying? They don't feel like he has done enough. You know, me personally, when you get to certain levels or certain things, people expect more from you. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the city is definitely embracing anything you do, but feel like he can do more for us.
Right.
Like shows. I only think he only probably been back to the city and did at least 3 shows since he been out. You know what I'm saying? It haven't been that many. Like he did the one with Jay-Z and at Comerica, but that was the first one he had been in years in the city.
Okay. All right. I always ask people that because, I mean, I know I'm from a small city, but I've been to Detroit. I visited there. And it was a long time ago, but I know a lot of Detroit people. One of my people that's in my group, Team Shreds, his name is Nextel Nails, and he's from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to actually play a joint. If you stay on the line, I'm going to play one of the records. He produced it, and he's on the song with us, and he's from Detroit. And he always tells me about, you know what I'm saying, how, you know, certain people view his career and, you know what I'm saying, him being basically the artist that represents Detroit and him being white and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I always like to ask Detroit artists how they feel about that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a unique situation, you feel me? Are you glad him and Royce made up, though? That bad means
easy. Yeah, I'm definitely glad about that. That's a good look.
That's tough.
Not just the city of Detroit, but just hip-hop alone, man. So
right.
That was big. Right. That was big. And you know, in the city of Detroit, it was crazy, man. We love our white boys, so
right.
You know what I'm saying? It don't that was never a factor of how much we liked him. It probably made him like him a little bit more, just because he was a raw white boy. We know how our how our white boys get out in the city. So he represented one of our city white boys, you know what I'm saying, to the fullest.
Right,
so,
right.
We love him. We just wanted him to come back and do a little bit more in the city of Detroit. That's
all right. That's real. I just like to ask artists that particular question, you know, anytime they're from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So, now, this is one thing I got to ask you. I heard the song we about to play, Barbie. This is just going. This sounds nothing like an artist from Detroit, before I even play it. It doesn't sound like what I was going to expect from an artist from Detroit. What made you go there with this particular song that you – what made you pick this style of flow and rap for this particular song?
No, I have to send you my album. Since I started up this music, because I ain't started doing the music until like my sophomore year in college, man. I was a slow bloomer, so I just tried to be different from everybody in my city. So I always try to find something that'll make my style a little bit different and all that type of stuff. So I always try to make, you know, music that my city appreciate. I rep my city hard, but the sound I try to separate and differentiate myself from the rest of the style in the city of Detroit or Michigan, period.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and run a joint. We're going to let the people call. We're going to let the people tell you what they think. Now, we've got people from Texas, Georgia, Michigan. We got a Michigan chick on the phone, Florida, Jersey, you know what I'm saying? A lot of different places, you know what I'm saying? Carolina, a lot of different places representing on the phone lines tonight. You feel me? You know what I mean? So, you know, this is it's all about getting honest feedback about your music through the show. That's what the name of the show is, and that's what I always give. That's why I always encourage artists to call my show, because I give them feedback from all over the country, not just they hood. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's the beautiful
part
about K100 Internet Radio. So when you get feedback tonight, you're going to be getting feedback from six different states, men and
that's
women.
Good, man.
You feel what I'm saying?
I want to real, too. You know, that shit because no messing. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to... You know what I'm saying? Getting, you know, the real. You know what I'm saying? Even my
right.
voice to this day, they keep it real like this. So you got to go back to the drum board with that one.
Right, exactly. And that's why the name of my show is K100. You feel me? That's the whole thing. We pull no punches. You know what I mean? All right, so without further ado, the homie, shouts out to the homegirl, Rain. Rain Child, Detroit Riot Radio. You feel me? You know what I mean? That's how this connection ended up happening. And I've had another one of her artists on the show also. You feel me? And we got a relationship. I've been on Detroit Riot Radio. She's played me and spent me, you know what I'm saying, on that show. So definitely, man. And definitely, you know, we're going to go ahead and run your music. And I will hope you come back to the show. Whenever you drop the project or whatever, we can play some more of your music. It's all good. You're always welcome back. You feel me?
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me on, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to always keep it 100, baby.
Always. All right, let's go. Pistol Actions. This is his joint, Barbie.
It is a bun on the CV.
Good looking buns, baby.
What up, though?
It's your boy Pistol Actions, yeah. Mr. Motherfucking Swagnificent.
Royalty Records.
When I'm
feeling
stepping to a club,
hey,
that's when the
fresh
boy
the party starts.
You feel me?
What up, Detroit?
They call me Mr.
I got all the bands around me, build my squad. Check India,
Cheer.
I got a white girl in that she looks like Barbie. Don't she try to pin a baby on me? Took me on the Murray show.
Just when they got some child support and tried to go for all my daughter, baby wasn't mine. Now she ain't got a car no more. Said she loved me, want me to be her husband, want me to be her baby daddy, even if I was. Right back to the D, cause I fucking love my city. Everybody in the D, be really fucking with me. If you looking for the plug, then come and get me. When I make it out the D, throw my city coming with me. I step up in the club, and that's turned to a party. I'm throwing all this money, and it's old and there's a
in my nose. I'm low key, I'm a gangster like Boosty. I be with that white girl called a Boosty. My top penetrating foes on the intercom. Got a bad bitch in my slammy on some dinner. My ass gotta go, cause that he just be in the way. Think you're forking that hump. Just like a dinner say. Every time I step up in the club, that's when the party starts. I party hard, I'm throwing cash, they let me like it's Mardi Gras. And when the Mardi Gras don't care, watch so much damn, I do think I froze my whole name. Got a bitch on my back, with some Cardis on my face. I be fine, nothing good, cause it's a party in the play. And if I ain't in it, then I ain't winning. And me not winning, like the time not spinning. Come on. Step up in the club, and that turn to a party. I'm throwing all this money, and it's sold in the Zadari. My oath in my ride, now she telling me she's sorry. Got a vest on my side, and she look like Barbie. I said that she look like Barbie. I'm throwing all this money, and it's sold in the Zadari. My oath in my ride, now she telling me she's sorry. Got a vest on my side, and she look like Barbie. Like Bob Marley, I'm a rock star, but I never ride a Harley. I'm a host in the club, now she telling me she's sorry. Dang. I told that bitch no love, and she still trying to call me. She know my money long, it be longer than a car seat. I'm throwing all this money, and it's all that there's a sorry. Got a bad bitch on my side, and that she look like Barbie. I step up in the club, and that bitch turned to a party. I'm throwing all this money, and it's all that there's a sorry. My host in my ride. I'm throwing all this money in it, so that it's a jury. My old see my ride, now she telling me she's sorry. Got a bad bitch on my side, and that she look like Barbie.
Alright, that was Pistol Atkins, you dig? K100 Internet Radio, episode 217. Alright, ill. Or kill. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go back. First of all, let me open up the homie Pistol Atkins line back up. All right, Pistol, what it do, homie?
What up?
All right, so first of all, let me ask my in-studio people. Billy Bad, what do you think of that record?
Hey, the minute the beat dropped and the minute you roll with that beat, man, I dug it.
You like it?
And it takes a lot for somebody up north in the Midwest to do something that sounds something like Dirty South. You know, that's something I could hear in the clubs and I could hear rotating on the radios. And basically, you would blend in with the crowd, man. That's all I'm saying. You blend in with the crowd down here. You wouldn't look like somebody that stuck out like a thumb, you know, a sore thumb. So other than that, I like it. It deserves a good ill for me.
And our female in studio guest, did you like that?
Yeah. I like that. It was definitely different.
Right.
But I could see myself
diving
into that. Yeah, just different.
Okay, she said she could dig it. Billy Bad could dig it. I like the record. My thing with it is, if somebody tells me you from Detroit, I'm like, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying? That's my thing about it. You feel me? But that's why when I first heard it, I was like, yo, when I first listened to it, I was like, he's from where? You know what I'm saying? That, like you just said, it's like he's from Detroit, but the record sounds like he's from Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sounds like he's from Memphis or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing about it. How did that record go? Well, do you perform that record in Detroit?
Yeah, I perform in Detroit.
And how do they respond to it?
Actually, it's like one of their favorite records on the album. So that's the crazy part. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess all the little females up here on period, I guess they make Barbie. So it's going good right now.
All right. So let's open up the phone line and see what they think about it. Bless Child, what it do, homie?
Man, look, you play that song on your show, one of your other shows, man, and my fellas ain't going to say, I think dude talented? Yes, I do, because he got lyrics. That song is not cutting it for me.
Okay, you don't feel it. What don't you like about it? What don't you feel about it?
It's like, truthfully, that's the type of song that would put me to sleep. I can't speak for anybody else. Type of song that will put me to sleep.
Alright. That's Child from Jersey, so he's not feeling it. A50, Shay, what you feel about the record?
You know, it's different because the combination of his voice with the style of that it is, that's what I like about it. I like it because it's different. It's unexpected. It's like, you know, when you hear his sound and you hear that style, you don't expect it to go together, but it sounds nice.
Right. Okay. Let's see. From Michigan, another Michigan girl, well, a fellow Michigan person. Michigan girl, what you think about it?
I like it. I wasn't expecting that being that he's from, you know, Detroit, but I was feeling that I liked it.
All right. Carolina, what you think about it?
I like it, but if I was from Atlanta, I think I would like it even more.
It definitely sounds more Atlanta than it does Carolina.
Yes,
right.
It's more like Atlanta. I can dig it if I was from Atlanta.
But overall, do you like the record? Hello?
You said what?
I said, but overall, you like it?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Okay.
I dig it.
All right. South Georgia, what you think about it? 706.
I wasn't expecting that sound, you know what I'm saying, coming from him, coming from Michigan. But overall, you know what I'm saying, it's straight, you know what I'm saying, I like it, you know what I'm saying. I can hear it being played in the club.
All right. 251, Tushy Bay, what you think about that record, baby?
It was nice.
It was nice? You like it? Would you play it? Would you bump it? Or would you dance in the club? What does that mean? It was nice. What does that mean?
Would you fuck off of it?
Fuck off of it? Do you look like Barbie? Actually, she does.
I would dance in the club to it, but I just put effort in into doing it and putting it on your shows, so I give him mad love for it. And
on your shoulders.
Okay. All right. Well, stand by. Okay, back to Pistol Lacking. So basically, we had one person who didn't like it, about five people who really liked it, one person who kind of liked it. So especially here, you know what I'm saying? Okay, once in their radio on me, you know what I mean? I mean, everybody's not going to like everything. You know what I'm saying? We only had a couple of songs today that everybody felt, depending on where you're from. You know what I'm saying? I expect somebody from the Northeast might not care for the record as much as people down south. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that is what it is. But like I said, I like the record. Like I said, I just was shocked when I read that he was from Detroit, and then I heard the song. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, he's from Detroit? Sound like he's from the South. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
About the only thing I could say about it. But I did like the record. I know that it could go in the South. Period. Point blank.
It would.
You know what I'm saying? But you're not
gonna
mix that behind Royce the 5'9".
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just not gonna do that. No DJ on earth is gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? You'll mix it behind some 8 Balls and shit, but not Royce the 5'9 or Eminem. But it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, what you think about the show, man? You like the feedback you're getting, Pistol?
Yeah, man. I'm down for all feedback. You know, the good, the bad. You know?
Right, exactly.
Definitely feeling the show, though. I'm glad you had me on here.
For sure. We really appreciate it, man. Well, make sure you hit us up. Make sure you tell your people about it. Let some other artists know about it that we're doing these shows, man, because these artists really need to get feedback, you know what I'm saying, national feedback. Sometimes we have people from the UK on the show. You feel me? They call in, man. You know what I'm saying? So you can get feedback from across the pond. You feel me? So, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's real good. It's real good to really just test your music more than just your circle of friends and more than your locale. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know what I mean? All right? Well, yo, this is the homie Pistol Action. Thanks for calling the show, man. All right.
That'll work, man. I'll see y'all next time.
All right, homie. And that was his joint, Barbie. All right, let's pick up the pace. Episode 217. Next up, we got Young Preem. Young Nigga Shit. The name is this. Young Preem got a song called Young Nigga Shit.
Oh,
so you know it's going to be some young nigga shit. All right, this is Young Preem, Young Nigga Shit, K100 Internet Radio.
This a young nigga shit, young nigga shit. Young ass niggas on the young nigga shit. Young ass niggas on the young nigga shit. 1-800-FUCK-YOU, young nigga shit. Young nigga shit, start a ride, cause I'm violent on that young nigga shit. Fuck jail, go to hell on that young nigga shit. Shoot first, questions later on that young nigga shit. Fuck a bitch, change paper on that young nigga shit. Start a ride, cause I'm violent on that young nigga shit. Fuck jail, go
on that young nigga shit. Like, that song is definitely, without a doubt, on some young nigga shit. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. So that's Young Preem on that young nigga shit. Let's go ahead and get the feedback because we got about 3 more songs and 15 minutes to do it. So, Billy Bad. what?
I'm killing it.
You killing it?
Oh, that's a kill.
Okay.
The beat might have saved the beat might have saved his life in general, but the beat that's a kill. I mean, you sound like this is a Soulja Boy follower. I'm gonna say that right now. That's off rip. He's a Soulja Boy. No.
What you think? What you think?
I can't say
she
no.
That she that remain nameless. You what?
I'll say something. Just stop yelling at me and do your track, cause all I heard was a bunch of noise and I really didn't hear the lyrics. So yeah, that's
only. Okay. She says don't. In case you didn't hear, she said don't yell at her. Just do your track and she's
a rap.
Is it an ill or a kill?
It can use a little tighten up.
What is that? She said it can use a little tighten up. I don't know what
that
means.
That's a Shady Gray right there.
Just cock the gun, but don't shoot it. Okay. let's go to Blessed Child. Blessed Child. Young nigga shit. Yeah, what you think about it?
I put it like this. He sold me a CD like that on the streets. I bought it. Now listen to it. Man, look. I see that nigga giving a shit. I'm trying to beat his ass for that shit, man. That shit whack.
Okay. Blessed Child's not feeling it. That's a kill. So far we got 2 kills and a gun cop. Shay, what you think about it?
That is definitely some young nigga shit. I don't even think I'm young enough to critique that. all the bullets you just saved from old girl, go on, use them now, because I'm going to have to kill it.
Okay. Michigan girl.
Please, just kill it. Like 3, 4, 5
times. They are not there. They're not living.
No. Maybe I ain't young enough, but I'm killing
it's
like
young nigga shit.
Time.
It's young nigga
shit. Yeah, I ain't no young nigga, so I definitely ain't telling it. Kill it. Kill it. Please don't ever play it again, please.
Okay.
That's 18 and under.
That's definitely 21 and
no,
under.
No, not even 21. 18 and
okay.
Under.
Well, no one's on the line. No one on the line is remotely
they
close to that. No one is remotely close to that.
Phone.
How old are you?
22.
Okay. Well, damn, you know, well, she's 22. She qualified.
No.
And she's not
no.
feeling it.
She ain't feeling it, nah.
Okay.
They can get to the slumber parties with that shit.
Okay. 910, Carolina, what you feeling? What you think?
I'm going to say it like this. I didn't like it. I'm 36, and I'm just not feeling it. If I was young, maybe I would be down with that young bitch, whatever he was saying. I'm
okay.
Just not down with that.
Okay.
All right. Kill that. Yeah, all right. Let's kill.
Okay. Damn it, Preem. South Georgia, 706.
This could be a last
one. No, man. You know what I'm saying? Go on, kill that shit. For real.
Kill
landslide.
No one's feeling the young nigga shit. Toshi Bay, can you help the young nigga out?
You know what? I am. Because okay. I disagree with everybody. I mean, to me, I heard it, and it made me want to look for the remix of the grown man shit. So I'm going to get him the half bar. Hey, in between right. Bad and good.
Oh, you're in a Shady Gray. Come on now.
Toshi, how old you is?
I'm not telling y'all how old I am, because, you know, I got to go battle against a little 17-year-old, so, you know, I'm not giving that to y'all out. Like, you know, I'm just going to kill them. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. I hope they post it up. We got somebody else from another jersey, 856. Who's this? 845?
Hello?
Yes, 856-845. That's you.
I don't really like it, but I think my kids might like it.
It's young nigga shit. What are y'all
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
It's It's young nigga shit. What part of young nigga shit are people not getting?
The last one
it's not for us. It's not for us.
I mean, to me, it's not really talent like that. Like,
okay.
They ain't really saying too much, you know. I'm not really beat for it, but like I said, I got a 17-year-old and 18-year-old, and I don't, actually, I think my 17-year-old might like him, my 18-year-old, he be bumping, like, stuff that's real. He don't really like stuff like that, so I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even tap my foot to it, you know, I couldn't get into it.
All right. Well, stand by, we got more songs. Stand by, don't hang up, okay?
All right.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I gotta give you guys a warning. I got about 11 minutes left in the live audio streaming, but I will play all of the artist music just because I know that this podcast broadcasts the whole thing. Even if I roll over to that third hour, I'm not gonna roll over too far. But you gotta listen to me. Pay attention. If you're on the internet and you're listening to the show and you want to continue in the conversation, you got to get on the phone lines before the next 10 minutes is out. You got to dial 347-934-0966. Reason being is my show is only allotted 2 hours of live streaming over the internet. The show will go on the phone lines, and then, of course, you can hear all of the podcasts. When you download the podcast, the whole show is on there, but we only allow 2 hours of audio streaming time over the internet. So if you're listening on the internet and you want to still continue on, listen to the show, and give feedback, you got to make sure you're on the phone line, because at 10 p.m., which is in about 10 minutes, the phone lines, you can't dial in, and also the audio stops streaming over the internet. 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone lines now and you're on a cell phone, make sure you got a good connection. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go somewhere where your phone won't be tapping in and out, because if it taps out, you won't be able to dial back in. All right? 347-934-0966. All right, next up, L the General, the homie L the General. All right, his joint, I'm Hot. We're going to go ahead and run that so we can get that. And we got The World also, and Blaze Blams. So we got like 3 songs got to get done in 10 minutes. Let's go ahead and run L the General. We're not going to get them done in 10 minutes. We're going to go over to we're going to overflow into a third hour. So make sure you buy a phone so you can dial 347-934-0966 and continue with the conversation and give your feedback on the music. All right? 347-934-0966. Right now, L the General, I'm Hot.
See, I'm a savage, look in my eyes, I'm a rider. Just like the streets, who got that heat, I got that fire. I speak the truth, you could never say that I lie, bruh. No, God strike me right now if I'm lying, bruh. Nigga, he be keeping it real. Always with some gangsters getting lifted off the best mode. Never been soft boy, my whole squad tougher than Velcro. A lot of dudes haters, I've been seeing a lot of that lately. They see me making moves, getting cash paper, I be chasing. So I'm super clean like I showed up to make a statement. Visions a million, fuck been underground like a basement. All of my life, gutter life is what I've been made in. Can take you through so many ghettos, just burn up and raise in. What gutter bitches stab me, they try to stick the blade in. Type of burners that this block burner than spray with. Youngins think they soldiers till they step up to the general. Get rid of them, don't think of them, cause nobody's ain't memorable. Ride with a few niggas nowadays, you gotta limit them. Keep cooling with too many at a minimum. See, I'm a savage, look in my eyes, I'm a rider. Just like the streets, who got that heat, I got that fire. Speak the truth, you can never say that I lie, bruh. No, God strike me right now if I'm lying, bruh. Trying to make it, I'm burning up. I'll pull your wife off to the side and have my turn with her. She said she fuck with real niggas, that's how she beat me up. But fucking with you, she don't know what she was thinking about. I just keep it G with her and beat that monkey inside out. Thought he know I love my, so she gotta put it in her mouth. Thought he straight from up north, but I keep her down south. Yo girl like a whirlwind, blow me top pass out. Straight cash, homie, go get that cash, homie. Yeah, we can talk business if you talking money only. To who I hang with, nobody I chill with on it. Shout out to the set, I'm finna tap Burning Gang on me. Pay attention to everything around me, I'm a satellite. Gotta stack my paper till it's taller than the average.
and tell me now, be honest though. Say he was body, found out he scared of that drama though. Working competition, tell the industry I don't give a fuck. All head shots won't stand a chance, that cause you messed up. That's what savages do, I want everything from the neck up. Don't hear his heart beating so clear, your swell was a checkup. Never stop for the law, we dipping, they gotta catch up. How long it take for me to flash out, it take about a second. Cracking boys with bottles, teach these stupid guys a lesson. Middle of the club, leave this whole venue in a mess, bruh. My people all outside ready to set this bitch off. Always be ready for whatever, that's what the hood taught. Now who hotter than me? Go ahead, say your name now. Was blue, warm now, nigga started a flame now. Fire extinguisher, bitch, I'm putting niggas flames out. Plenty niggas ain't want no smoke, you better take that same. Y'all savage, look in my eyes, I'm a rider. Just ask the street, who got that heat, I got that fire. I speak the truth, you can never say that I lied, bruh. Strike me right now if I'm lying, bro. Cause I'm high, yeah, yeah, I'm high, yeah.
That was the homie Elder General. I'm hot. You did. K1's Internet Radio, episode 217. 347-934-0966. You only got like 4 minutes, under 5 minutes to call onto the phone lines if you want to continue listening to like the next two or three songs. All right, because we're going to go ahead and let the, open the phone lines. And by the time we get done reviewing this, but before we play The World and before we play the Blaze Blam joint, which I don't know if we're running or not because they haven't even followed fucking instructions. I might still play it. I don't know. Depends how I'm feeling. And I'm going to break the Team Streets joint out. So, 347-934-0966. Make sure you dial in there. Make sure you're on the phone lines before we before the 10 o'clock hour, which is in about 4 minutes right now. Counting down, all right? Make sure you're on the phone lines. All right? So, the last joint was Elder General, I'm Hot. What you think about that?
It's a Shady Grace type of... It's not an ill kid. I can't decide on that. I mean, but it did sound like some Louisiana type stuff. That's something that they may feel out there. But, you know, I heard a lot of Louisiana type tracks, man. But it sounds like some old Cash Money type.
Yeah, it sounds like some old BG.
Yeah.
That's what reminds me of BG.
Cash Money is an
army. Yeah, something like that. What you think? You like that? No? She didn't like it?
It wasn't my style.
It wasn't her style.
That's one kill.
Well, she has a kill on it. You going to ill it or what? Ill it or kill it?
I'm going to kill it.
You going to kill it?
I'm going to kill it.
Okay. I'm going to ill it because I know for a fact that there are certain people that like that record. You know what I'm saying? The beat, you know what I'm saying? And what I didn't like about it was the hook because I've heard 200 zillion rappers say they hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I don't want to hear another fucking rapper say they hot on the track, on the hook, period, ever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I hate about the song. But the verse was straight and the beat was gangster. You feel me? I just hate the hook because the hook is just super unoriginal to me. But, Elder General, you know what I'm saying? I like the record overall. Bless Sal. What you think about it, homie?
Man, look, man, the beat was hot. Dude was, it's like, you could tell the lyrics was nice. But that's what's wrong with you rappers today, man. They talk a story, man. They don't really feel it. It wasn't really no feeling into it, so therefore I'm not gonna kill that, man.
All right, bless y'all, killing. Shay, what you think about it?
Well, it was okay because the beat was on point, but the lyrics, he kind of lost me. I was like doing something else and didn't even really notice that the lyrics. I wasn't really listening. Sorry, I was listening to the beat, but I couldn't tell you what he was saying.
So you illing it or killing it?
I guess I hate to ill it because I did like the beat. I mean, but I can't ill it all the way because, like I said, it lost my interest a little bit, and all I was right. Listening. But
you don't want to pull the trigger, but you all.
Yeah, I don't want to because he did put some effort in there. I mean, you know, he's an artist, and it sounded okay. But like I said, I can't tell you what he said because that he lost me. All I heard was, you know, I'm hot, and that's funny.
And that's why But I still give it an ill because it's not a whack song. It's just that hook. I've just heard that hook by 30 million rappers. 90 seconds. 347-934-0966 to continue the show on the phone lines. Also, remember, if you're listening on the show, if you can't listen to the show on the phone or whatever, the show, about 30 minutes after the show is done, you can download the actual MP3 of the show at iTunes. Just go to the iTunes, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 and actually go to the show page and find the links to download the music. I mean, to download the podcast. The podcast has everything, the whole show, even the part that isn't streamed live, all right? But if you want to continue on the phone lines, 347-934-0966. Michigan girl, what say you?
You can cock the gun, but I ain't gonna all the way kill it. But the hook, oh my God, I want to shoot myself with the hook. Lyrically, yeah, it was okay. So, but the beat, I like the beat. So that's why I'm not gonna all the way kill it, but I can't ill it.
All right, Carolina, 910, what you think?
I like it, but he kept on saying that he's hot. I keep thinking that he got, like, you know, a girl burning him or something like that. And, you know, at the sex or something like that. So that's why I was thinking the whole time. I was like, oh, maybe he need to get that cured or something or get a shot or something.
Okay.
And that's the whole time when I was thinking about it. I was like, gosh, if he's really that hot, he needs to go and try to get that cured, you know, get himself clean.
All right. From the 706, what you think, homie?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? The lyrical content could have been better, but, you know what I'm saying, I like the track, you know what I'm saying? The track was straight, but the lyrical content, especially the hook, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really feeling the hook, but the lyrical content, right, it could have been a little bit better.
That's what I don't like about the song. The hook is killing the song. Yeah. The beat and the verse is decent. The hook is murdering the song. You feel me? The hook is just killing that record. You know what I'm saying? But I like the song. I can't kill it because the beat and the verses is decent. You know what I mean? But he's killing the song with the hook. Just Elder General, fly that hook up, homie. Fly that hook up. Come up with some fly shit to say on that motherfucking hook. You know what I mean? And that song is a go. But that hook is not going to work. The hook is not going to work. You've heard it from a couple of different people, and this is my personal opinion. I just don't like the hook. But I like the song. I can't kill it because I do like the song. It's just when the hook comes on, I'm like, hurry up and get past the hook. Let's get to the first. Okay, we back. You know what I'm saying?
The only one who made it like that was Ben.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even that. It's just the fact that it's so monotonous, and I've heard a thousand other rappers say I'm hot. They said that in damn Mims. It's a thousand other rappers have said that in a hook. I'm hot. It's just come up with something better. That's it. That's just simple and plain. Yeah. 251, Toshi Bay, what you think?
I'm not going to diss him because he got a good beat, so we're going to give him a club banger. So when you go in the club, you don't even got to be drunk because they ain't going to do that to him. He got a fire beat, so that's a club banger. So
okay.
I'm not going to diss
him. I didn't kill it either. I mean, like I said, it could be it could be a bigger record if you just do something with the hook. That's all I'm saying. It could be a club banger. The beat going to make it a banger in the club. But why limit it to that? You know what I mean?
Basically.
Why limit it to that?
DJ, right. Yeah. First verse.
Exactly. All right, 856 from Jersey. 845.
To me, it sounds like a 3-year-old in the back seat, in the car seat, and the baby sound like he hot. That's what it sound like. It's a grown man's beat, but a little baby in the back seat crying and whining, saying he too hot. That's what it sound like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's an overkill right there.
A baby in the back crying because he's hot? He's too hot?
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much.
That's
yeah.
pretty bad. Well, it officially got killed, but it was the hook that killed the song. The song isn't bad. The hook murdered the song on the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
The hook murdered the song. That's just that. You know what I mean? The song is good. The hook murdered it. All right, next up, The World. We're playing The World right now. This the name of them is not The World, not W-O-R-L-D. It's W-H-I-R-L, like Whirlpool. The World. Yeah, that's them. The World, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Shout it.
Change for them, now they want to be around more. Got what it takes, maintain on the south part.
show love. World can't make them dance on. If nobody hating, they don't wanna dance on. Show love, Gigi, go and get the dance on. Lady hit the ball, damn it, go and get the drip on. Tryna see her shaking, maybe if she got a thong on. Moving that, we ain't got the lights on. It's short term, no worry about the right song. Hitting and getting my one night stand on. Beat rocking, people listen to the damn song. Get your truck on, go and get your freak on. You know what I'm talking about. Real minute, so I got her like a pro star. Screaming my name, she giving me her encore. Saying she love it, she like it, and she want more. That's fat when she getting a shake on. On the south, I'm taking the south with me. Members on the south as well, gonna come with me. Only need is text to stand with them. So for any reason, go in and dance with them. Shout to the hood, I love it in this city. Still a no deal, the fans are still love me. Since she love me long time, my swag be on dummy. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. Club scene, tell me what could you be mad about? Catch you in the streets, you ain't gotta take out. Take advantage of the night, already out. Only got one, so chose smarter route. Planted my seed, wanna see sprout twice. Give him 16, be the next scout twice. Name spread around, crowds when he stand around. Hands in the clouds, haters get it dancing round. Rapping for me something that'll make the kids proud. In the city, hands up in the air now. Speakers all bump, gone till the walls down. Get your dance on, gone till the floor down.
That was the world. You know what I'm talking about?
What? What?
Wait a minute. Don't just jump to conclusions. Did you listen? Or you were kind of talking about natural ice and stuff. You really didn't listen.
I heard it. I thought it was more. Let's get to my opinions now. I'm going to speak on it. I'm going to chill it because there's no longevity in it. It felt like just one freestyle verse. What saved it was the beat.
I actually didn't care for the beat.
I like the beat.
They didn't chop the sample up right.
Yeah, they didn't do much with the
sample.
The beat was okay. I give it a 7.5.
A what?
A 7.5.
What do you think?
I give the beat a 7.5. Lyrically, okay, I give it an 8. But other than that, the longevity of it, it was about what? It wasn't even 3 minutes. That's not even a whole song.
It's probably a snippet.
That sounds like
a snippet. No, it's just... Hit songs are only 3 minutes. Radio only wants you on the air for 3 minutes. So you don't make songs, really. If you want to give it to a radio, if you have hopes and aspirations of it being on the radio, it's not going to be more than 3 minutes and 5 minutes.
I would have made something up.
Yeah, make it memorable. What do you think? No?
It didn't make it memorable. The only thing I can remember is that loud. The sample was ill.
They just didn't chop that sample. I don't know. The producer butchered the sample chopping. On the record. The world, you sound like y'all got flow. But the chopping of that sample, I know you're trying to keep it 1992, but no. The chopping of the sample was horrendous. Bless Child, what say you?
Man, he had a little bit of lyrics. He had no concept, man. Like, he fucked the whole blueprint up of the whole motherfucking song.
Okay, Bless Child. I mean, yes, it is.
He had no concept, but nothing. It's like...
Bless Child, let me ask you this.
Chicken noodle soup. It's like chicken noodle soup.
With a soda on the side. Don't forget the soda on the side.
Let's try. Let me
never forget the soda on the side. Damn it.
No, that's the soda. Bless child. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Bless child. Let me ask you this. You being up north, did it sound like a freestyle to you or did it sound like a song?
It sounded like a freestyle.
Thanks.
Freestyle. Like you put a beat tape in, you can go in.
Okay, so could you make something better than that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Let's go to
you
Shay, what do you think about that?
Well, the beat was okay, but, you know, like a girl said, it wasn't very memorable to me. I mean, you know, I can't remember it.
You know what? She's right, though. Right now,
I can't remember it.
I remember the sample being chopped and nothing else. I remember the sample and nothing fucking else. I'm just going to ask everybody.
Yeah, I remember that little sound that somebody was making and the beat.
I remember nothing
but
past.
But I can't remember nothing else.
Nothing past the sample. All I remember was that sample chopped in my ear, horrendously chopped up, and that's all I remember. Can I ask Shay?
And we're listening. Yes.
Shay, did this sound like a freestyle to you, or did this sound like a song?
Yeah, it sounds like a freestyle. It doesn't really sound like a complete song. It sounds like it will be like the intro to something, or, I don't know, like something that you would hear like on a show, like when they're going to like go off the show or come on the show or something. It don't sound complete. It just sounds like it's missing a lot of parts.
I'm going to just ask everybody this. You know I'm going to go to this.
All right. Michigan girl.
I wasn't feeling that. It wasn't really memorable. I don't get what the hell.
All right. I don't know what's going on with her phone. Carolina.
I'm feeling like everybody else. I'm not feeling it too much.
All right. South Georgia.
I feel, you know what I'm saying, when you create a song and everything, your verses got to be an anthem to the hook. And I was completely lost, to tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying, because everything, that sample, you know what I'm saying, it was chopped up, you know what I'm saying, horrific, man. You know what I'm saying? And so it just put me a loop, man, when I was listening to it.
Yeah, that's all. The sample just wasn't. I don't know, man. I couldn't do it. Toshi Bay, what you think about it?
I like it. I love that beat. Hear that beat to do. You think like you about to, you know, freestyle, go off the dome on something. I liked it. And it was to me. It wasn't bad. Like not like the other dude. Now I can see y'all tearing the other dude up, the little young dude, but. This one right here, really, he was working with
I said it got flow. See, I said the name of, I think it's a guy or a group. I don't know if it's more than one. I can't even tell if it's more than one person, but the world, I think it's one person. But I said they got flow. They got flow. That flow was just not, it was not centered. It was not going towards a theme on the song. Also, I think that beat, the sample was ill, but they just fucking chopped it up, and it just wasn't
done
to me.
It wasn't.
I'm a producer, so I know he fucked up that chop.
I mean, okay.
Period.
Okay, yeah.
Period, point blank. Being a producer, he fucked up the chop with a sample.
That's why I gave the beat to
7. That's that.
He fucked up the chop.
And you know what? I want to stop that real quick. I keep hearing a lot of people say about, like, different parts of the world. You know, I feel like, in the South, we listen to music from up north. We listen to music of north. They listen to music of south. I mean, it shouldn't matter the beat or the flow. I mean, I'm listening for metaphors and how hot that hook is and how everything conforming together. I don't care where you're from. Because, music is good music.
We've had people from all over saying that some songs from the South was hot. If they hot, they hot. Yeah. Bless Child from Jersey, and he gave a thumbs up to like 3 of the songs from the South. The one song that was from the north that everybody was feeling was a shite, authentic.
Yeah.
And people,
authentic.
People from the south was like, I'm fucking with it. So it's not about where you from. It's about the fucking record. It's not good.
What you can feel.
Period. We got people from the south that was feeling the shite record, and that was obviously some Brooklyn shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously.
Great.
You know, straight Brooklyn. We had some R&B on it earlier where it was guys was like, the song is hot. It's not for me, but it's hot. You know what I'm saying? It was strictly for chicks, but it was hot. So it's not about gender or where you're from. It's whether or not the song is just good.
Yeah, I like that one though. I like that one. I really did.
All right, she likes. She so far she likes it. 856, another jersey number. 856-845.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like my homie Florida Boy the General. I'm feeling like that. It sounds like in the beginning, it sounds like he's trying to do some up north stuff. Like he's trying to sound like Fabulous, and then he goes into something totally different. The beat is raw, but it has to take a better. You gotta be on top of your game to mess with a beat like that. You gotta really have some type of discipline and confidence in a beat like that to me.
Well, the key word is production.
I'm sorry?
That's the key word is production.
Of what? The beat?
Yeah. I mean, you pointed out the beat could be hot.
Like, the beat could be hotter if it's more power behind that beat.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
the beat would
be.
The beat would have been a 10 for me. That's why I gave it a 7.5.
Okay.
And of course,
yeah.
You know, Wizard pointed out the sample. And of course, the sample wasn't chopped up enough or whatever to where it could really fit it. But other than that, I mean, yeah, that's why I gave it a 7.5. But yeah, other than that, the beat could have been ridiculously hot.
Yeah, it could have been.
So, but again, I mean, do you think it was a freestyle? Or do you think
it was
a song?
I just keep asking everybody.
It sounds like a freestyle. It definitely does sound like a freestyle.
You know this, Liz. There's a difference between a freestyle and a song.
It wasn't too much thought put into it to me.
Okay. All right.
And Bless Child put it like that. There's no concept.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and ride out with hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it real quick. All right. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find the new Team Stridge record that we just put out. I'm gonna ride out and let the people tell me what they think about that. You feel me? Let me find. Oh shit, I don't even see where they at. I hope I have these in here. Hold on. Here it is. Alright, I got it. Okay, so let me go ahead and stop. That's actually that's ironic. The beat is actually. And my beat cue is playing. Okay, so before we go out, before we end the show, I'm gonna drop something from my camp, which is what I always do. If we're doing an Ill or Kill and we drop some new music, some of the people who follow me on Facebook and shit a lot probably already heard this particular record. You know what I'm saying? Because I dropped it already on Facebook and Twitter, and we already put it out there and we flooded it to the news feeds and timelines with it. But I got a team of people that I rap with called Team Striz. We're a conglomerate of artists from different areas. I represent Florida, Bully Streets represent Carolina, Dink De Niro. He represents Queens, Nextel Nails, who actually produced this particular track. He represents Detroit. We got other people from New York on the song. And so we've got a conglomerate of all of us were solo artists. If you don't know the history behind Team Striz, we're all basically solo artists who came together, who already got albums and mixtapes and stuff out. We came together to make a dope product because we were all mutual grinders. We knew each other. We worked on features with each other's songs and stuff. And so we said, let's get together and put this project out with just a whole bunch of dope-ass solo artists and who got a grind going. Let's put this out. So that's what the whole theme behind the Team Striz project is. this song that I'm about to play is called Bright Lights. It's one of my favorite ones that we did that's going to be on the project. The project is dope. When you listen to the project, you will never, ever, ever be able to guess. The project is going to be good from New York to Cali to Florida because we've got such a blend of styles on it. We've got down south tracks, up north tracks, out west tracks. This track is one of the ones that Nails did that really reminds you of California. It's like you feel like you need to be in a 6-4 driving down, you know, in Vallejo or some shit with Snoop Dogg bouncing on some shit
with
the beats. You feel me? It's real West Coast-ish. And we got like three tracks on there that's really like, damn, are these niggas from Cali or not? Until we rap and then you realize, well, it can't be from Cali because of the swag and the slang that we projected.
Right.
But we've got tracks that sound like, nigga, are we from Brooklyn? We got tracks that sound like, nigga, are we from Atlanta? You feel me? And it's a great project. So when it drops, man, there is no project that's going to sound like it because you've got all these ill styles combined on this one particular, and everybody's from everywhere else, so everybody brings their own style to the table. Like on this particular hook, I'm kind of
conglomerate.
Yeah, it's a conglomerate. So on this one, I'm on the hook, and you know, and I'm doing a whole like a kind of a chant. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of my favorite joints on the Team Striz project, and I really like the record. It just makes me want to fucking light up a blunt every time I hear it. I swear to God. This is Team Strizz, Bright Lights, Big City, and we'll see what the people think about that.
And the millions and millions.
Trust me, I can take it. I've been doing this shit way too long to be offended by what the motherfuckers think. And that's also to any other artist. If you feel like, I don't give a fuck what they think, my joint is hot, who am I to fucking tell you it's not? I hate fucking Soulja Boy's music. All of it. What does that mean? He's still a fucking millionaire. Except Kiss Me Through the Phone, which is actually not that bad. You know what I'm saying? That song wasn't that bad, but I've hated other. The hook and the beat.
That was because
I know, it wasn't his song technically. It's kind of like when you say you like Fly Shawty, when it's really a T-Pain song, and he's just getting by on the fucking verses.
I didn't like Shawty.
The hook and the beat to Shawty was ill.
I mean, okay, if T-Pain was not on that song.
Give me that hook. I'm murking it.
If T-Pain
give me that beat
on that
hook,
song.
I'm murking it. Okay, so still.
If Sam was still on that hook.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
the point is the song.
Yeah,
the point
got,
is,
yeah, he got money off it.
It was bearable. They didn't fuck it up. It was there to fuck up, but they didn't fuck it up.
Soulja Boy and Plies didn't fuck those songs up. They could, because they fucked up numerous other songs to me. But they didn't fuck those songs up, so they made it.
Because they were girl tracks.
That's not the point, man.
Point.
All right. 3 months. Oh, yeah, we can't call anything anymore. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone. What do you think about Bright Lights? You like that record?
Hey, I dig it, man. It was a West Coast vibe, man.
Very West Coast.
And of course. Very West Coast, man. Y'all rolled the beat out to where it make it seem like y'all from the West.
Yeah, very, very West Coast. What do you think about it?
Smooth.
Yeah, that's what it, to me, it's just a smooth joint. I just want to light up every time I hear it.
I thought it was Nate Dogg on the song at first.
Nah, well, I did my best. No auto-tune, bitches! All right, let's go to the phone lines. Bless Child, first up, what you think, homie?
Man, look, man, I'm smoking an L right now, man. I got a cup of Henny right now. That song right there, man, I'm going to keep it gangster with you. That shit took me back, man, because, you know, you got real niggas from the hood, man, that speak that with you, what you went through, man. It's emotional. Like, nigga, I've been through that. I think like you think. That song right there, man, look, man, that shit should be on the air right now.
I agree with that notion. No, I really like the song. I really think it's just one of those radio records that you just... I just like the record. But if nobody doesn't like it, I know I like it. And that's what I think. That's my advice to all these artists. All right, Shay, what do you think about Bright Lights?
I like that. That song sounds like y'all need to be, like, riding down the strip in a drop top or something.
I do. All I want to do in life is play that in a fucking 6'4 Chevy. Riding down, I don't know, somewhere.
I'm talking about the video right there. Oh. I'm envisioning the video for you right there. That's what y'all need.
Yeah, but I got to be in New York because we're talking about Bright Lights, the big city. You know what? I want a 6'4 Chevy
Vegas,
in the middle of Times Square. No, or Vegas.
Vegas.
A 6'4 Chevy in the middle of Vegas or Times Square for the video.
No video.
If we can't shoot that, I don't want a video.
With the prostitutes walking.
If we can't shoot the scene like that, I don't want to do the video.
With the prostitutes.
Michigan girl.
What's up? Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it. Had the West Coast, and I love my West Coast music, so definitely ill.
Being as how you want to rape Tupac.
Anyway. Nobody want to rape Tupac. I mean, I love Tupac. You know, that was my dude right out. So.
That's the question, though. Would you rape?
I'd love to have Pac on here. Oh, if Pac could be on that beat?
Man, please, General, fly down here from man.
What if all we need is Snoop Dogg on the hook? That's it.
Snoop Dogg on that hook.
No, I mean, not Snoop Dogg. Nate Dogg on the hook and a feature.
Oh, yeah.
And the song is done. It's done. It's over. It's over, bitch.
It's a hit.
Platinum. It's already a hit. Carolina, what you think about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling that. When you was talking about Snoop Dogg, I was like, yeah, I feel that. Because, you know, that seemed like what Snoop Dogg would hop on. You know, I feel that.
Right. Okay. Feeling the Carolina. Down to 706.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You took the words right out of my mouth, Bill. You know what I'm saying? I felt the presence of Nate Dogg on that right there on the hook. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it got that West Coast feel, man. I felt that, man. I can spark a L to that right there.
That's all I want you to do is light up to it. 251, what you think? Toshi Bay.
Oh, I liked it. It was nice. I liked it. It's different. It's on the, you know, little West Coast thing. So, yeah, I like it. But I don't know about the Snoop and all that. I think if y'all going to do a remix, you need to put Wiz up in there. I'm excited you're going to have a feature, put Wiz in there. We're going to leave all them other ones back there.
if I'm going to have a feature, I'm going to put an OG on that motherfucker.
Basically. Wow.
Nigga, pay dude. If you're going to give me, if you're going to tell me I got a record and I can put either Snoop Dogg or Wiz Khalifa on there, I put Snoop Dogg on it because that's a triple OG game. Period. If you want to give me one for free, because one feature costs about $100,000 and the other one may cost me $10,000. You know what I'm saying? I want the $100,000 feature for free. You know what I mean? It's going to cost you $150,000 to $100,000 to get Snoop on the track. You can get Wiz on track, $10,000-$15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Triple OG. Respect that grind.
OG,
all right.
Triple OG.
Stand by. 856, 845.
Yeah, I like that. I just feel like it should be a little bit more ad-libbing on the singing. And, I mean, it's definitely original, even though it's West Coast, you know, it's got a West Coast vibe to it and everything. But I feel like the singing should be a little bit better,
But the lyrics is nice, and I just, I like it. I like that a lot. Really? Now, you ain't just saying that because you fine, Blizzum.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You know?
A mess.
No, but I wasn't singing. I'm not a singer. That's the point. That's what makes it like.
Oh, that was you singing on that?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, now you want to change it up.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a singer. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you like, I got a homeboy that raps and sings and all that, and he can sing his behind off, and like he has songs like sort of like that, like he sounds sort of like Nate Dogg, but yeah, better than Nate Dogg. I hate to say that. God bless the dead, but he can blow. He can sing like, but
right,
if you did a little bit more ad libbing maybe, and maybe not sound so giddy in the part of singing that bright light when you say bright light. It would just, to me, it would make it even more better. Even though it's good, I can hear that being a classic years later on, you know. And like, I like the song a lot. Like, it's original. Like I said, even though it's West Coast style, it's still its own, you know. It's its own. I don't know the word to say, but it's, I like it though. It's smooth.
Right.
It's real smooth.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate you standing by. All right, so they like Bright Lights, Big City. Big Willy Streets and Next Nails, who was on that song. My Team Streets Conglomerates, my affiliates. You feel me? Like I said, with that record, that was me on the hook. And that was my attempt at, that's not singing. That's called doing a little harmony. That's a harmony. I didn't really.
You was testing your
voice.
Yeah,
I wasn't singing. Because I can't sing.
You
so I'm not a singer. Yeah, I was just, you know.
You seen
they
how
they back getting money
was
everywhere we go. That's how I play it, do what you know. That's it.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day. Hey. Smoke weed every day. I mean, come on. I was trying to do my Nate Dogg, man. You know, I'm not a singer, but I'm a chanter / harmonizer. I guess you could say. I don't know. Who's calling me from New York? And I'm on the freaking air. Hold on, maybe this might be my major connect call. I'm gonna take this call while I'm on the air. Hello? Hello? What's going on? Who's this? World. What up, World? This is World. I'm on the phone with World, the artist that did, you know what I'm talking about, the one with the sample. He's calling me on the phone right now. I'm actually still on the air. I'm still live. Hold on, let me put you on speakerphone. All right, World, you're on the speakerphone. What you got to say? What you got to say to the people?
What's going on?
What up? Okay, so I'm on the speakerphone. Well, we critiqued your song. It didn't get a lot of passes. You feel me? A lot of people, some people was feeling like it was like more of a freestyle, not a song, and not so much me personally. I like the flow and everything, but I don't like the sample. I like the sample, but I don't like how the sample was chopped up. But overall, I said the song isn't just whack, but I didn't like that fucking chop. I didn't like the chop on the sample. Who produced
it?
Who produced that? You produced that?
Yeah.
I don't like the chop on the sample. I like the sample, but I don't like how it was chopped. And then a couple people said, what you say is like, it sounded like it's a freestyle, not a song, really?
Yeah, it sounded like a freestyle.
Sounded more like a freestyle than a song. But everybody said the lyrics on it was dope.
I mean, the lyrics was on point, but it was more of a freestyle.
The lyrics was dope. But I didn't like the chop.
It was too short.
That was my beef with it. It was too short?
Yeah,
you said it was too. Well, how long was it supposed to be?
It was more like a freestyle.
Ain't that song like 3 minutes long? It's not supposed to be 3 minutes long, 3 minutes long, world, right?
57, but who's counting?
Okay.
For the streets called All Stay Hustle. You know what I'm talking about? So anything that I'm producing out right now is going for the mixtape track going down, you know? Also, I got the stream mixtape coming up, you know what I mean, for all the underside artists, you know what I mean, to get on and get down with me. You know, like I said, you know what I mean? It's not talking about, it's like the anthem in the Houston area, you know? So I'm just trying to keep it going with the freestyle, keep it going, make it happen, you know, with the mixtape, get a buzz on that, you know?
All right. Well, some people, like I said, some people liked it. Some people, I think it was Toshi Bae. She said she liked it. You know what I'm saying? But like me, I like the lyrics, but the chopping of the sample, I just that was what. But I'm a since I'm a producer, I'm kind of listening to it with producer ears, and I'm like, I just don't, that chop of that sample. The sample is ill, though. The sample that you picked was ill, but the way you chopped it. But, actually, I'm still live on the air, and I'm being rude to the rest of my callers, because I'm talking to you through my phone! Not the phone on the show, but literally through my phone, and I'm still on the air. Let me call you back. All right. That was World. That was the World. His song that we had a minute ago. Know what I'm talking about. I don't know why he didn't call into the actual show. But anyway. So that's it. That concludes the episode of Ill or Kill. Tell everybody, every artist that you know, to call in when I have these shows, man. As you can see, I got feedback coming from all over the country, from all different states, men and women, different kind of people that like different kind of music, but it's real feedback about your stuff. Of course, a lot of people say, Blizzum, you really shouldn't give your feedback if you're an artist too, blah, blah. Fuck you. First of all, I can critique shit as my show, and I make up the fucking rules. I don't have to explain anything to any of you bitches. That's the first thing. But even if I felt like explaining it, this is how I explain it. Everybody has an asshole. Everybody has an opinion. It's just my opinion about a song. I know there are songs of mine that, like on my album, The Cinema of Me, I have all my homeboys from the hood totally hate Outer Space. Hate the record. Wish it wasn't on the album. Blizzard, why you put that on the fucking album? You fucked up the record with that fucking pie-ass motherfucking song, nigga. And I got 30 chicks that fucking love it. You know what I'm saying? You can't please everybody all the time with every song. Everybody's not going to like every single record because people like what they like. That's that at the end of the motherfucking day that you have to remember. All right? Don't think that you can improve on that. You can say the quality sucked, it sounded muddy or whatever, but if you don't like it, you just don't like it. I may not like a song, but somebody else may love it. He liked the beat on the World record. I hated it. Some people might like the beat on General's joint. I didn't like the hook. I didn't like it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? The point is, it's all about constructive criticism. If you're trying to target, now, if you were trying to target everybody from the South with a song, and you from New York, and everybody on my phone lines from the South said they hated it, you might want to revamp that motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. That's what this show is all about. That's what Ill or Kill is all about. K100 Internet Radio, thanks for tuning in to the show. Check out the podcast. Check out the podcast and tell a friend about it and tell an artist about it, all right? K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. I bid you adieu. I'm not going to air tomorrow because I got a rehearsal for a show. And I got a lot of things going on, so I'll be back next week for episode 218. Deuces.